Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Good afternoon. I'm Tyler Danberg. The Browns are hiring 60-year-old Todd Monken as their next head coach. He spent 3 years as Ravens offensive coordinator after helping Georgia to two national titles in the same role. Monken was also Cleveland's OC in 2019. College football, Ohio State's 2026 schedule is finalized, opening with Ball State September 5th, then at Texas September 12th. Buckeyes will face the last three Big Ten champs in Indiana October 17th, Oregon November 7th, and Michigan November 28th. NBA, LeBron James heads back to Northeast Ohio tonight when his Lakers visit the Cavs at 7. There's a new layer to the Kings' return home, as ESPN's Dave McMenamin reported Cleveland would gladly sign James this summer if he were to return. NHL, Blue Jackets go for three straight when they host the Flyers tonight at 7:30. This update is sponsored by Eco Plumbers. Get $500 in free plumbing services when you buy a new water heater. Visit GetEco.com and book today.
It's time to add some spice to your nooner. Nooner. Funny. This is the place where big-time guests, bold opinions, and little cute doggies come together. This is Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus, the number one rated windows and doors in Columbus.
All right, back at it. Big Wednesday. Massive Wednesday. Lot going on. Rothman and Ice. Anthony Rothman, Matty Ice Hayes. TLC behind the glass, all safe and warm and ready to go for the next little three-hour tour. Boys, good to see you.
It's good to see you, man. You doing all right today on this glorious hump day?
Sun's out. Somebody said to me yesterday, I don't remember who said it, but it was like, you know, all this snow and it's going to be cold and we're not going to see 30 degrees for a while and it's not going to melt. And then somebody said, well, the sun's going to be out, so it... Really?
I think that was Tim Hall that was trying to sell that to us after the show.
That the sun's going to melt this?
Yeah, I don't know how with scientifically
the air
that
temperature
works.
Where it is?
We need to check in with Bill Nye, the science guy.
I mean, it'd be great if that works.
It'd be phenomenal. But yeah, this snow to me, it ain't going anywhere anytime soon. It was interesting. I was talking to my mom yesterday and she was like, I was like, Mom, we get to 30, 35 degrees next week. It's going to feel like 60.
Right. And what the great news is, everyone's going to get sick.
Well, no, let's not put that in the atmosphere. No,
well, I'm not putting it in there when the snow melts and everything starts to release back.
You got a sick guard going on. Like, that beard will guard you from some of the sickness.
Right, sure.
The beard is still here, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't.
If you're watching on YouTube,
it's not even a beard.
You've seen AR's turning into an absolute grizzled vet right before our eyes, and I'm here for it.
That's right.
Get us to... March 1.
No way.
Come on.
The over-under on this is March probably 12 and a half days from now. I don't see it. No, I don't know. Maybe the over-under is the Super Bowl.
No.
12 days, that's pretty good, though. 12 days from now?
You're off to a good start.
You can get that pretty long.
Yeah, man. We'll get a nice...
First time I've seen with you with a beard.
Come with me to the barbershop. We'll get you a nice lineup. You know what I'm saying? Have you looking crispy in here.
There's
right
no
here.
Play.
We'll
fade that beard.
Matty, who said there's no play for Mr. Gray? Is that Walt Frazier?
I think it was.
All right, so we'll get into it today. We've got a coaching hire for the Orange and Fudge.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Shefty coming on bottom of the hour. We've got a Buckeye schedule to go over. It's a gauntlet. Carp 130.
There's a drop.
And Damon Severson, Hockey and Hounds, on a game day.
Let's go, Sevo.
Either napping or on his way back to the arena or whatever at 2:30. Yeah. So that'll be fun. And they've been on fire, and they've had an extra day. The Kings game was canceled. Tonight's Military Appreciation Night.
That's awesome.
There's good and bad news. The good news is, and this is the big news, is that they are winning. And they needed to win. And they needed this bump before the Olympic break to have hope and to inspire the team and feel like that when they get that mental break during the Olympic break, that they'll come back and try to hit the ice. The bad news is, when you're a hot team going into the break, the last thing you want is a break. There's no choice in that. Yeah. And the other semi-bad news is, you're winning games and not gaining a ton of ground. That can be a little tough. Now, I think they're only 5 or 6 points out of the Metro, which is unbelievable, like top three in the Metro. Mm-hmm. The wild card's going to be a whole different story. I think they're 10 back there. So, but either way, they're winning. Elvis, I think, back in the pipes tonight after he left with the sickness, and now he'll be back. So hopefully they'll be able to ride a little bit of heat here against the Flyers, who are kind of a, they're a plucky team too. Like, they're right in the mix. These are the ones you got to win. They're in the division, and you've got to take these down. So we'll talk to Sivo at 2:30. Browns get their 19th head coach.
There we go.
In history, Todd Monken is the guy, and I wonder, there are a couple of schools of thought on this. I saw this happen with the Bills this week, and that they really didn't want to lose Joe Brady. And I think if they didn't give him the job, he was gone. Whoever got hired. Now, I can't say that. I can't guarantee that. And so I think the Browns felt like, at least the good news is they didn't feel forced to give Jim Schwartz the job if they didn't thought they wanted him as the head coach. But I feel they had to pick somebody, Maddie. And I don't know this. We'll find out soon enough. But I would think that they cleared it with Monken. If we hire you, you have to keep Jim Schwartz. Maybe he would have wanted by the way, he probably may have wanted to anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
But doesn't it feel like that was a little bit mandated in this hire?
Like, it feels like Jimmy is a big fan of Jim Schwartz. And I could understand why. You look at the product on the defensive side of the ball. It's been rock solid, man. Like, you add Carson Schwessinger to this mix, and Schwartz gets him in order right away. And so, yeah, three levels of the defense. You know, you got star players with Miles, Carson now, and then Denzel Ward. The Warden does his thing when he's out there and available and healthy for you. So that's a piece I can understand as an owner you do not want to lose. And it never really made a bunch of sense to me as far as the fitting of the puzzle pieces, if you will, if you did bring in another defensive-minded guy. Like, if they would have hired Brian Flores as their head coach, that probably wouldn't have worked out well. Mm-hmm. So the pairing now of the two, and now you got a couple unks running the show in Cleveland. We'll see. Maybe this will ruffle the feathers of Jim Schwartz, and maybe that gets a little prickly. I don't know. But as we're sitting here right now, there is some grown-ups in the room. And that's, I think, a pretty good thing. But if you're Todd Monken, you're coming over from Baltimore, have one of the best quarterbacks in the entire sport, some really good weaponry around him, arguably the best running back in the game, too. So he looks good coming over from Baltimore, but that's not what he has right now in Cleveland. And so it's going to be a bit of an uphill climb unless they surprisingly make a crazy trade or get a big-time free agent or, again, have a really good draft the way that I think they did this past offseason. But talking to our former producer, CB, he's not a fan. And some of the reaction I'm seeing on Twitter right now from Browns fans are they are not fans of this hire. It's a guy that has been in your building before. Freddie Kitchens was the head coach at the time. Freddie Kitchens was calling the plays when Todd Monken was the OC. And so I can understand why you go back to that mindset and that window of time as a Browns fan. And you're like, okay, I don't really love that. But you just got to hope that he can lean into quarterback development. And if that does happen, then I think this hire has a chance to look pretty good.
This is what I said yesterday about that the semi-proven guy with the perceived ceiling of success is always less attractive than the mystery coach who is the next guy who somebody might think they have a lottery ticket. That's it. It's because Shielhaus looks like that guy. Like, he looks like a guy that you love to have on your staff. And this feels to me, and I can't tell you, because Shielhaus would be a guy, if he was offered the job with the Browns, and they said, hey, we want you to keep Jim Schwartz, he probably said, absolutely, I will.
Maybe not, though.
Maybe
he's
just
like
a guy looking for his first job. The other thing he may have thought about, which is, I'm less concerned about keeping Jim Schwartz than I am about your quarterback situation. Like, Todd Monken has been there, you're right, 6 years ago. This is from The Athletic, which is hysterical. That, speaking of disgruntled offense coordinators, Todd Monken, one season with the Browns was a disaster. Monken had the offensive coordinator title, but Kitchens called the plays, as you said. And it was clear that Kitchens and Monken were never on the same page. Multiple sources told The Athletic that late in that season, Monken would spend time on the field before games telling opposing coaches how bad things were with the Browns, calling them, quote, a total mess, and saying that Kitchen's Sunday play calling generally steered away from the most things that had been discussed in the game plan from Wednesday to Saturday. Now, that was 6 years ago. Ugh. I hope he gets asked about how he felt 6 years ago versus how he feels today.
Yeah.
And this is like, you know what this is like? This would be like if you or I, let's say we were not happy here, thought it was a mess, wasn't very structured, a lot of this, okay. Just you didn't have any direction of any kind. 5, 6 years ago, maybe we both said, oh, what a mess the fan is. And then 6 years later, you go away, like I go away, you go away.
Yeah.
And we go to other radio stations and other markets. And then the fan calls one of us and says, hey, you were here a while. You know what it's like. Would you like to be the program director? And I'd be like, you know what? I could maybe steer that ship. Mm. Let's see what I... Mm-hmm. So I think that's this. I can't... I'm not blaming him for taking a job
right.
at a place that he didn't like or didn't trust. The ownership is now should be under fire a lot.
Yeah.
And maybe they are, maybe they aren't. I think Browns fans have certainly lost faith in the Haslams to some degree. And the quarterback situation is less than settled. You know what? The other question he needs to be asked, Deshaun Watson. Like that has to be asked at any presser.
For sure. And the other thing that I thought about too, AR, is obviously Monken's coming over from Baltimore. There were the rumors out there that the Baltimore Ravens wanted to draft Shador Sanders. And I wonder how much say he had in that. So I can't, that's your question I can't wait to hear. And I hope somebody asks him about Shador as well and how much say he had in that. I do want to mention this real quick. Jeremy Fowler just threw this out there. Source, quote, no guarantee Jim Schwartz will be back as the Browns defensive coordinator. Decision not to go with Schwartz could cause ripple effect with the defensive side, players, coaches, etc. But he is under contract and Todd Monken appears open to him staying. The situation is fluid. So maybe the old feathers for Jim are ruffled by this call to hire Todd Monken. We shall see.
That is the big one. That is the absolute big one because nobody wants to be perceived as the guy that took the job because he said, I'll take the defense coordinator, that I wouldn't have a chance to choose that. Like I said, he may be all in favor of this. And Schwartz may be very coveted, certainly if he becomes available.
Right. And then, look, it could be that AR, or he could say, hey, you know what? You want to keep me that bad? Let's talk about some money.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about some money. But, yeah, no guarantee, according to Jeremy Fowler, that Jim Schwartz wants to stick around.
Well, we know one thing. Todd Monken clearly passed the cognitive, personality, and essay test that was delivered.
I wonder if he used Comic Sans, you know?
I hope he's asked about that, too.
Yeah.
Which part of the interview process did you enjoy the most? AFC North is pretty set now, and we'll discuss that and analyze. We've got Shefty bottom of the hour. We'll have the big catering for 20 from Hothead Burritos to give out today. So keep listening. Rothman and Ice and the Fan. Oh, what a mess the fan is.
Wake up with the fan. Eat lunch with the fan. Go to bed with the fan. Dream about the fan. Then change your sheets. Gross.
Ew, you guys are gross, but stick around in case I don't find anyone else.
The Fan.
Hey, it's Bobby Kerr.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
My mom is a veteran and she was injured in the line of duty.
I hurt my leg in a training accident when she was only 2 years old.
She had 7 different surgeries over the span of 9 years and there were tons of complications.
I couldn't be the mom my kids needed me to be.
She missed so much.
After my last surgery, I got an infection so bad I thought it was going to kill me.
I told her she couldn't leave me yet. There was still so much she had to see. I hadn't even graduated.
I'm doing much better now. I may have lost my leg, but I've gained so much. I'm an active part of my kids' lives.
She can kick a mean soccer ball.
DAV's been there for me and my family. Through thick and thin, they've had our back.
Every year, DAV helps more than 1 million veterans like Sandy get the health and disability benefits they've earned so they can achieve victories great and small.
My victory is getting my life back. I got my joy back.
We got our mom back, thanks to DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hello, it's...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Thomas Powell is a contradiction. He'll police the food you have on your plate and shame you into dieting. Also, he has a burner Uber Eats account so his wife doesn't know what he's eating. T-Bone and Tyvus.
Weekday mornings at 6.
The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Partly sunny skies today, but don't let that fool you still. Bone-chilling cold with our feels like 10 to 15 below. For tonight, mostly cloudy overnight with lows below zero and feels like even lower than that. And then for Thursday, mostly sunny skies with highs in the teens and feels like still well below zero. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 weather impact forecast.
Bet365, the official online sports book of Rothman and Ice. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Maddie was a big Browns fan.
Scratch that, we mean he's a big fan of the former Browns.
Oh, yeah. The Baltimore Ravens. This is Rothman and Ice.
I'm trying to think of fan bases that actually get excited when there's a coaching hire. Like, it's few and far between. It happens.
I was pretty excited.
Well, with Minter?
Yeah, Minter is coming. Minter is coming to Baltimore. I'm here for it. And I think the Ravens are chasing the guy that's coaching in the Super Bowl, in Mike McDonald, a little bit of that vibe, because he was in-house. Minter was around for a little bit in Baltimore. There's always been kind of that Harbaugh, Michigan, Ravens connection going on in the coaching circles. But, yeah, I'm pretty excited about what Jesse Minter can do on defense. I like that he's going to be a defensive play caller. Like, Harbaugh was more of the CEO, kind of, you know, let Monken run the show and Zach Orr run the show. But I like that he's going to be hands-on with the defensive side of things. And obviously, I like what we got going on at quarterback. It's going to be fascinating to see what he does at offensive coordinator. But I was excited. I wanted either Minter or Clint Kubiak. Those are the two guys I wanted. So I'm good.
Minter is probably, if we look through the North, that's going to get the biggest grade. Because you had to follow Harbaugh. And while he had success, he bumped his head on the ceiling. It wasn't enough with Lamar. You guys have had injuries defensively, even though your defense has held you back. So that's why I think this is a good hire. And you're right. The X factor is who's the OC. But you have the quarterback. You're settled there where the Browns aren't. I don't know if anybody can come in and fix that right away.
Right.
So, but I like the fact that he probably does get a little bit of the, if you're going to move on from Harbaugh, because a lot of these hires are, I hate to say it's change for change's sake, but a lot of them feel like that. Now, Tomlin stepped away, but Harbaugh gets relieved, McDermott gets relieved, and the hires that came behind them, I agree, yours was necessary with Minter. That's a good one. The Joe Brady thing, I guarantee that they feel so strongly about not losing him that now they could have done the same thing perceptional wise the Browns did, and I don't know this for a fact. I'll ask Shefty bottom of the hour if they absolutely married Monken with Jim Schwartz, and it's not official yet that that's happening, but if that does happen, it makes me feel like that was their motive. And I do think that maybe the Bills could have convinced Brady to stay if they hired somebody else and asked that guy, hey, keep this guy as an OC, and they could have done what you did, which is hire a defensive coach and try to marry him with Joe Brady, and then that would be the recipe for the Bills. But this one, the McCarthy thing, and I haven't even listened to his presser. It was emotional. He got choked up. He's a Pittsburgh guy.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh. And I can't tell you. I'm not going to accuse that of being fake.
Oh,
like, I don't know. I mean, just maybe because his colors run pretty deep.
He was almost crying is what you're saying.
I haven't heard it. That's what I read.
He has that much love for the state of Pennsylvania?
Oh, grew up, I told you yesterday, like,
okay,
swaddled in the black and gold at the hospital and, you know, like, whatever.
That's something that I know TLC is not a fan
did
of.
You hear, no. Did you hear the presser?
I didn't, but I read the exact same thing that you did.
Well, maybe you can search for it and we'll be the judge on whether it was
okay.
Overdone.
Yeah, go on that offshore browser that you searched.
Under, over, yeah. Overdone.
The incognito browser.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what? Hey, we need a pre-snap read anyway. There we go. Well, I'll find that video by 2:20.
So you know, AR, that, you know,
you've got two. Hey,
you got two
we put
hours.
You on a 2-hour
deadline.
Find that presser. Yeah.
So you know, I'm coaching baseball this summer, which I'm excited about.
Oh, the French Ripplers.
Wait. Yeah, shout out to Ripple Baseball. Okay. Shout out to my guy Ryan.
But I get the name right?
No, you
the French
didn't.
Ripplers.
I need you to put a little bit more respect on our
what are
on our Ripple Baseball.
Oh, I'm
that's
sorry.
That's where we get down, baby. Okay. Hey, send your kids out to Ripple Baseball. We'll get them right. But one of the coaches is his name is Joe, and he's a huge Steelers fan, like TLC, and he's very excited about this hire. Mm. Like he's really
in what
excited
way?
Because it's a guy that has a track record of getting to the top of the mountain. The body of work in Dallas was good, right? Maybe fell short of some expectations. It's a guy that you're not feeling like Browns fans are right now. You know what I mean? Like, you kind of know what you're getting. They're in a similar situation at the quarterback position, so I still think their ceiling is limited to a certain degree, but Mike McCarthy knows what he's doing, and I don't think he's a head coach that's going to screw up a whole bunch. And so there's, just from one Steeler fan that I talked to last night, he likes the hire of Mike McCarthy.
Feels to me medium floor, low ceiling. That's what it feels like to me.
And so nothing changed.
Right.
Okay.
It feels a little bit stagnant.
Until you get the quarterback. That's the difference.
And that's the other thing. And that's what made Tomlin so great, is that he did so much of overachieving with the quarterback situation. But,
because there's something respectable for sure.
Wasn't it
about winning at the level that Mike Tomlin did win at? But being stuck where they've been stuck, you can make a case that that's arguably the worst place to be, because you're never going to be able to acquire what you need to acquire via the draft at the most important position. And rarely are we talking about elite quarterbacks being available in free agency. They were almost there with Dak. And then Jerry Jones woke up that day against the Cleveland Browns and said, we'd be foolish to let this guy hit free agency, and they signed him on a dotted line. But that's why they're in a tough spot.
He had Aaron Rodgers in his prime. He had Dak.
Mm-hmm.
And he did okay.
What were the records in Dallas? There was a couple.
12 and 5.
He had some 12s.
That works.
He had some 12s.
I think he didn't win a playoff game.
What really bothered me with him?
The end of the San Francisco game?
His lack of management. Yes. His lack of in-game management. His time management was awful. I mean, really bad.
Yeah,
that's putting
it
mildly.
A good talking point in Dallas. It was.
Yeah. And so I don't know if he's going to succeed. Like I said earlier, I'm not going to crush a guy if they have no quarterback. Like, he can only do so much, but he just doesn't seem as creative. I thought the Steelers, who have done such a good job at identifying guys that have long runways and big high ceilings, that went to a 62-year-old guy who, yes, has coached some iconic franchises. And, like, Pittsburgh doesn't need to, quote, steady the ship or create a new culture. Like, it's already there.
Hey, man, it makes you feel warm and cozy when you get a guy from your home state. I'm telling you, that stuff matters.
It matters to 1137 Greenfield Avenue.
I'm with you, TLC. I don't like that narrative in the same way people were going crazy about the reason why Ohio State wasn't able to beat Michigan is because they don't have enough Ohio guys. No, it's about talent. Like,
you're trading Jeremiah Smith.
That was only
not
with the rivalry.
Ohio.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that to me doesn't matter.
That was press conference talk, which we also can't be New York radio and care more about the press conferences than wins and losses.
But
that was because Kyle McCord and CJ Stroud both went to the postgame press conference and said, this game doesn't define me.
No, but there were former players and fans that were kind of banging the table of, well, you need more guys that grew up in Ohio.
That's
not going to swing the game. What swings the game is having really good players, whether they're from Hawaii, whether they're from the upside down, whether they're from, I don't know. Like, that's what it's about. And to your point, AR, about all these coaching hires that we're talking about, you got to have the dudes, man. Like, Joe Brady is walking into a beautiful situation to where he now has a chance to make his name look really, really good.
He also has a chance
because
to underachieve massively if he doesn't.
Well, and that's part of a little bit of the following James Franklin over at Penn State, right? Is when you're following a guy that set a certain standard, the way McDermott did, to your point, there is a lot of pressure in that. But I think Joe Brady has a chance to get off to a good start because of what he has to work with. Monken's uphill challenge. Mike McCarthy right now is an uphill challenge as well.
Ben Johnson hates the Packers more than, about as much as maybe Mike Ditka did. And he's from South Carolina. Like, there's no connection to Chicago at all.
Right.
So it doesn't matter necessarily. I think your whole warm and fuzzy feel, that's accurate when you get a perception of a guy that's going to die on that hill because that's his favorite team. That's what he's grown up. The passion runs so deep. But at this level, that can only take you so far.
Yeah,
Most coaches, first of all, there's no benchmark of if you're the crazy, wild, yell at the refs coach that you're any better than the calm coach.
Correct.
I don't know.
Correct. And I doubt that I'm going to be sitting there watching Steeler games and thinking, yeah, you know, Mike McCarthy, that play call that he just executed and called is because he's a Pennsylvania guy. That's why he was able to figure that out. I just don't view it that way.
Yeah.
No, it's just, it's comfortable for lazy thinkers. Same as, and I'm sorry, but like Mary Kay Cabot suggesting that Jonathan Gannon should be a high candidate for the Browns because he went to St. Ignatius. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't connect those dots.
Yes.
I don't connect those dots.
McCarthy's name was Punxsutawney Phil. People would like it more. I don't know. All right. We come back with Adam Schefter in 2 minutes, ESPN senior NFL insider, and we'll ask him about the potential marriage between Todd Monken and Jim Schwartz and whether that was a prearranged marriage, if it happens. Rothman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Jude, every innovation we make is a moment we give to children with cancer everywhere. But we can't do it without you.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Rossman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door Showroom on Gemini Parkway. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
NFL Playbook with ESPN's Adam Schefter.
Sponsored by Bet365. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
All right, we'll grab Schefter in a minute. And I will say this. There is a difference between Monken wanting Jim Schwartz and Jim Schwartz wanting to be wanted now.
So here's the latest from Tom Pelissero from the NFL Network. This is the tweet. After the Browns informed DC Jim Schwartz this morning, they were passing over him to hire Todd Monken as the next head coach. Schwartz was visibly upset, said goodbyes in the building, and told other coaches he's not coming back. Sources tell The Insiders, which is the show that Tom Pelissero works on for the NFL Network. Schwartz is under contract and Cleveland wants to retain him, but his future is now unclear.
Read me the timing of that again. This was after he found out Monken got it, or after he found out he didn't get it?
So it said this morning, after the Browns informed Schwartz that they were going with Monken.
Okay.
So these actions from Schwartz apparently happened in the last few hours, and he's ticked off, and I can kind of understand why. And so we talked about Jimmy Haslam off the top and how it felt like he really wanted to retain Jim Schwartz at all costs. And now Schwartz is saying, nah. I'm probably
you know what I would say to Jim Schwartz if I was Jim Haslam? Jim, if I give you the head coach job and you don't do well, I'm going to have to fire you. And I don't want to have to fire you. So stay DC and I'll just fire the head coach and you'll stay. Like, that's how
weird
this feels.
But they are, like, for him, You want to be the captain of the ship. He interviewed a couple times for this thing. And so, yeah, I mean, the guy who's been around and had some success on his side of the ball felt like it was his time. And they said, you know, no, we're going with Todd Monken.
So
now they might lose.
You're right. So there's an understanding, or at least that I felt, that the Browns would push to keep Schwartz on the staff because he's done such a great job, and to force it on a new head coach, you'd have to get an agreement from the new head coach. And the man who might have some insight on that moving forward is our guy, Adam Schefter, ESPN senior NFL insider. And here he is on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fangest Hotline. What's happening, Schefty?
Hello there, guys. Nice quiet day in Ohio.
Yes. So I thought this would be like a prearranged marriage, that they wanted Todd Monken because they wanted to keep Jim Schwartz. They felt the two would work well together. And now it feels like that maybe Schwartz would feel snubbed by not getting the job. And where do you think this stands?
I think it's up in the air right now. Listen, anybody that's up for a job that they would like and doesn't get it is not going to be happy. I mean, it would take a special human being not to be disappointed about getting a promotion that you feel like you worked for and deserved, right? I mean, just think about anybody in any line of work, correct? Like, you and two other people are vying for, you know, the lead job. Someone gets it, and they want you to be the vice president, basically. You know, you wouldn't be thrilled about it, and I don't think he is. He's under contract, so I don't know how that works. You know, you can't just leave for another job. That's where I guess you get your agent involved, and you say, look, you know, you guys had a chance to hire him. You chose not to do that, and we'd like the opportunity to pursue work elsewhere. Are the Browns going to go along with that? I don't know. I don't think they want to, but let's see how it plays out.
Yeah, I felt with the candidates that they were interviewing that Monken was the one that gave them probably the best chance to retain Jim Schwartz, just because he's been around a while, but he's never been a head coach. Maybe Jim Schwartz would have been much happier staying as DC if they had some very experienced head coach that got the job. But you're right. There's no way to predict this now, how he will be, and maybe if he makes enough noise that he'll get his wish and be moved along. But you're right. I don't know how that's going to happen, because I originally thought that Haslam was like, I don't want to make Jim Schwartz the head coach, but I certainly don't want to lose him. Now, the opposite I thought happened in Buffalo, where the Bills probably thought, we don't want to lose Joe Brady, so let's make him the head coach. Give me your take on those two things.
I think that's probably right. If Joe Brady doesn't get that head job, there's a decent chance he's going to leave for another offensive coordinator job. And so that's sort of what happens there. Like, that's how it kind of works. Buffalo opted for the route of continuity, and they retained Joe. And that's kind of how it worked. Obviously, Cleveland now has an issue to sort and sift through, and we don't know how it's going to work out, but that's up to figure it out.
So, Schefty, just following a lot of your reporting over the last couple of weeks, it's been crazy to see just how much stuff has been popping off. But it seemed to me, Schefty, that is it all these coaches are getting five-year deals? Is that the expectation? Is that Todd Monken will get a five-year deal?
That would be my guess, yeah, that it turns out a five-year deal. Yeah, that'd be my guess in the end, yep.
Okay. I'll find it very interesting to the presser. If he will be asked this about what he thinks of the quarterback situation, because Deshaun Watson is still on the roster, and we really don't know where they're going to go in the draft. That may impact some things as well, but those are a couple big questions for him now, taking over this as an offensive guy. And if he thinks he's got the best chance to win with Deshaun Watson, and they're paying him the amount of money you know they're paying him, and he's healthy enough to play, do you think that's possible, that Deshaun Watson would be starting games for the Browns this year?
My guess would be no, but you know, he is tied to them and they have to have him back. So in this league, as we've come to see, anything's always possible. Do I think that they're planning around him being the guy? I would not think so, but could he be the guy? Sure. Like, would we have guessed that Phillip Rivers would be the guy in Indy? No. So, you know, if a guy's in the roster and he's making a lot of money, he's got a chance. I don't think it's a high chance, but he's got a chance.
What do you think, how close was it with Shieldhouse and the Browns? I mean, did you get any insight on how his interview went?
I think he's an impressive guy. I think he's going to be a head coach in the league. It didn't happen right now. He was one of their three finalists. So it was impressive enough that, you know, that he was included in their final three, but not impressive enough to beat out Todd Monken. I mean, I think that's probably the fairest way of saying it.
Shefty, if I'm remembering this correctly, I think a couple years ago you shared a story with us that Aaron Rodgers told you to lose his number. Now that Mike McCarthy is the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, do you think that'll interest Aaron Rodgers in sticking around in Pittsburgh?
I think, you know, look, what I do know is that Pittsburgh wants him back. That I do know. To a man, in exit interviews, the Steelers expressed an interest in having him back. And then they go and hire his former coach. Now, again, I don't know where the relationship's at. I think the bottom line is Aaron Rodgers has a decision to make. That's Aaron Rodgers' decision. You know, whether it was Mike McCarthy, Mike Tomlin, or Michael Jordan coaching the Pittsburgh Steelers, he's got to figure out whether he wants to play. If he wants to play, they have a spot waiting for him. If he doesn't, they move on without him. That it's an Aaron Rodgers decision. And he, as we've seen through the years, can be a tough guy to predict.
I didn't listen to the entire presser. Did McCarthy say he wanted him back?
Oh, yeah. He said absolutely wanted him back.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Had you heard rumors over the years of their relationship not being good?
No, I think there's always been a respect there. At the end, it may not have been ideal at the end, but I still think that there was a lot of success there. It's sort of like, you know, not like Brady and Belichick, where people like, they don't go along. You hear the way that they talk about each other, and you know that there's a lot of respect between the two sides. Was it always perfect? No. But that's the way it is.
So, obviously, Shefty, you know, we'll start focusing in after the coaching hires kind of really settle in on the draft and free agency. One guy I was going to ask you about is George Pickens and the decision you think Dallas will make with him. Do you think they're coming to the table with a long-term deal, or do you think they'll go down the route of hitting him with the franchise tag?
My guess is it will be a franchise tag and see if he can work something out, but we'll see. It's somebody that they'd like to keep, but we'll see how that plays out.
This Super Bowl, very intriguing, right? I'm pretty excited about the Sam Darnold, not a revenge tour, but the fact that he has silenced people, the upcoming Pats and that brand being back without Belichick, without Brady, and getting back this fast. What's your early feel on the Super Bowl?
I think it's a match of two teams that were unexpected. You know, nobody thought they'd be there. Two great defenses, two quarterbacks. You know, Drake May is a future star, already is a star. Sam Darnold, I think people don't realize he's won over 14 games in each of the last 2 years. The story is a lot about Sam Darnold, his redemption, but it's also a redemption for Seattle going up against the New England team that took away a Super Bowl when they didn't run the ball. New England getting back on track. Just, you know, it's a strong matchup all the way around.
It is, my man. I'm excited about it. It's a great story. We knew it was going to be a wide-open playoff going in. I like the outdoor game. I like that game in Denver. I'm not saying that, you know, it was the perfect game, but I found it entertaining. Did you?
I didn't love the game. I thought it was, like, it felt inevitable where I never got the sense that Denver had a chance to score once that weather moved in. I didn't get the sense that either team was going to score. It didn't exactly have me on the edge of my seat. That's me, watching that game. As opposed to the second game, it was a great game. The first game, like, Denver didn't play great. The weather was difficult to navigate for both teams. It didn't have a lot of drama to me, the first game.
Oh, I get you. Shefty, real quick, how much money would you need to do a live climbing of a building the way that we saw that guy climb on Netflix? What's the money got to look like for Adam Schefter to do that?
Yeah. I've climbed that very building before. It just was not filmed on Netflix. I've scaled it 6 times before, and I know what that guy's been through. It was very impressive. He did a great job with it. Nothing I haven't done before, but yeah, it was kind of cool to watch.
Yeah, just fun on a Saturday afternoon, just, you know, take a little climb. All right, bud, be well. Thanks for this, and we'll get you back to it. Thanks.
Talk to you guys from the Bay Area next week.
No doubt. Safe travel, my man.
Thank you, guys.
That's our friend Adam Schefter, ESPN Senior NFL Insider on the Bryant Heat and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. All right. He's been crushed for a while for stuff outside of football. Suddenly, he's become a sympathetic figure. We'll give you all that next. Rothman and Ice on the Fan.
Winners of the prestigious Platinum Microphone Award every year, given to the best radio station in the world. No need to look it up. It's real. The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
Show that roughly 20 veterans die by suicide every day in the United States. Canines for Warriors is the leading nonprofit organization providing highly trained service dogs to veterans with PTSD and other invisible wounds of war. Backed by scientific research, Canines for Warriors has transformed the lives of more than 1,000 veterans, helping them reclaim their independence. To find out more, please visit caninesforwarriors.org.
I'm Leslie.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Your child's oral health milestones matter. By age one, see a pediatric dentist to establish good oral health habits. At seven, see an orthodontist to check your child's bite, teeth, and jaws. Around 15, visit an oral and maxillofacial surgeon to have your child's wisdom teeth examined. Remember, milestones met, healthy teeth set. Visit milestonesmet.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
How many different ways can you consume morning juice?
Let's see.
Live on YouTube, live on the Fans HD3, podcast on demand, and on Tin TV Plus.
It will send Bobby right to your house.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
The Fan. It's almost Football Friday. All play and no work.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football, The Fan. Anthony once got Jack Nicklaus to quote the movie Caddyshack.
So he's got that going for him.
The last time I saw a mouth like that, I had a hook in it.
Which is nice. You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
Let's go while we're young.
That was funny. We were listening to the, what they call in radio, the bump back. And when I got Jack to quote Caddyshack, that wasn't my goal. In fact, I thought it was a lead balloon. I thought I, when I, I'll give you the quick little history. Did the interview and...
From where?
No.
This is a different one. Okay,
yeah, because tell why. The people okay. What you said when I said, yeah, I actually did get him to do that. And you said...
And I looked at you and I was like, in his underwear, right?
No, he wasn't in his underwear.
But the story that you told where
that was years and years ago, I think for the 25th anniversary of the memorial or whatever year it was, that I got to fly down to Palm Beach and go to his house.
Fire the gong.
I'm just giving you the facts. I'm not trying to...
No, but this
that's where it was. And they set us up out by... He is so... In North Palm Beach... It's a little gate. You kind of go in, and then he has a pool. Pool would be good for you. They got a pool, then the intercoastal.
I see you. I see you, Jack.
It's quite a deal. So we were set up by the pool, mm-hmm. and on the far side of the pool where you could see into the kitchen. And we were ready for the interview, and I see him through the kitchen about 20 yards away, and... 20 seems like a lot. I don't know. Maybe it was a little less than that. A couple first. I always speak in first downs.
Yeah, gotcha.
So he was about maybe first down and a half away.
Okay.
And so I see this figure come down and in his boxers and reach up into the cabinet and get some cereal and sit down at the table.
That's what I remember.
And I look at my photographer and I go, that's the bear.
Yeah, you're on his time too, by the way.
And I kind of, he looks out like, who are these guys at my pool? And he kind of gives one of these waves, and then I go, and that was the moment. But that wasn't the Caddyshack.
Okay, anyway. Different one. Okay, I got you.
All right, so this is a story that we can get into throughout the day a little bit, but I love our Gold Jacket Thursdays. It's a big deal. It's one of those things for me where I think there are less than 400 people in the history of the game that are in there. And there are levels to this, as you and I have always discussed. But entering the hall on a first ballot has always been, in my mind, it's certainly a level up.
Yes.
But it's not anything. When I introduce these guys, I never say, and now we're joined by first ballot NFL Hall of Famer. I think 20-25% have been first ballot. I don't know, there may be less than 100 that have been first ballot of the less than 400 that are in there. And I've never once introduced one of our guys, and I'm sure we've had some first ballot Hall of Famers on Gold Jacket Thursdays. I know that. I know you're very proud that Ed Reed is a first ballot.
Listen,
I know,
man.
About a year ago now. Yeah. And my point is that Bill Belichick, this actually is going to work for him. Trust me on this.
Well, he's getting in.
And he's now a sympathetic figure that he's been snubbed wrongfully by 50 voters, it would be 10. I think he needed 40. So the 10 that didn't, he didn't get 40. So if he got 39 or 38 or whatever.
To your point, AR, there's no doubt. I think a lot of these guys love the honor when they're being addressed or they're being introduced that I'm a first ballot Hall of Famer. Like the first time my name was up, I got in. It just hits a little different. It does. Like, in the same way, I have to imagine guys in the NBA love the honor of, you know, first team all NBA versus an all-star X amount of times, or an all-pro in the NFL versus a pro bowler an X amount of time. When you can stamp your name as a first ballot anything, that's a tremendous honor. And for Bill Belichick, I have to imagine he's very salty about this, because I would be.
And well, so we know one person that's going to be really salty. Jordan Hudson.
Yeah, she's. Yeah.
Like, that's, if he's salty, I can't even imagine what's going on for her.
Yeah. She's probably there for sure.
I mean, because he probably was going to ask her to present him.
Okay, that would be utter nonsense.
B&J against the world. That's right.
It probably has to be on the table based off of what we've seen. What are we doing?
This is all Spygate. This is it.
Okay.
This is so, Spygate. This is, I don't know, Polian's influence, whatever, being with the Colts.
What is he on? He denied it.
I don't know. I mean, he denied it. He could be lying. I don't know.
He's an interesting cat,
man. Like TLC and I were talking about, like, all right, so big deal. Whether Polian banged the drum to say, hey, he should wait because of Spygate and Deflategate and everything else. That he actively cheated, he was Connor Stallions before Connor Stallions. And then you'll have other coaches that are, oh, I've seen this done everywhere where guys try to go and videotape other teams. And so
I want to be consistent. I didn't love, obviously, what Michigan was doing. So I'm not going to sit here and say that the whole Bill Belichick thing should be an absolute nothing thing. However, if their stance is, that being Bill Polian and others, that we're just going to make him wait a year and then vote him in still, this is a waste of time.
Well,
this is the morality police showing up trying to punish a guy. That's what this is.
Well, the morality police.
Which means they're making about themselves.
Correct.
The morality
and that's
police.
What we don't like.
Correct.
Would be more off the field stuff for me, but and which is not included in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. There is no morality clause.
But this is egos of men getting in the way of the obvious. And that's what I think is sad about this story. Because these guys now feel good that, oh, we're slapping the wrist of Bill Belichick, and it makes us feel good. And that, to me, is not what this should be about.
Or, unless they feel that what I said in the beginning is real, and that this is, they feel, some sort of a punishment in a way, in addition to what he already faced. I'm with you. This is, in any world, he is a Hall of Fame coach. He may be the best ever. And so if he ever came back to the NFL, he'd probably have the most wins ever. But it's weird to me that the voters now are going public with the, I didn't vote no.
Yeah, because they're scared of the public blowback.
I don't know if anybody even knows who has a vote, technically. I mean, there are some guys that have votes that I think that are, like, even like Dan Fouts has a vote, and Tony Dungy might have a vote. I don't know, but I feel like that either the selection process has to change, but you also have to be careful that some of these, if you're allowing these people to have individual thoughts on it, and then you go full groupthink, in that if we make this transparent and every voter gets outed on who they voted for and who they didn't, not just Belichick, everybody, then you do ruin that process of it.
Yeah, and so, like, look, everybody knows he's getting in. He is. Mm-hmm. But you took a little bit away from the man's resume by not having him be a first ballot Hall of Famer. That's clearly what they wanted, and I think they actually look worse than what they think they're doing to Bill Belichick.
I think this was probably about the cheating stuff.
Well, that's 100% what it is, but it's just a matter of, like, is it really that serious, I guess? And in their minds, it is.
I think when he does get in, this actually will work for him. But you're right. He would not want to wait.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get to the top of the hour. We'll do a little more, and we'll get into the Ohio State Buckeyes schedule, which has kind of been headlined with a very tough feel. We'll give our analysis of that next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Kids, my dad, things at work, but I haven't made time to take care of what I need.
Millions of caregivers experience symptoms of anxiety and depression. Go to mentalhealthcareworks.org to learn how to get the support you deserve. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion Jason McCourty here, and I'm the innovation ambassador at FAIR, Food Allergy and Research Education. I would say the most challenging thing as a parent of a kid who has a food allergy is probably the ignorance that I myself had in the beginning. I didn't know what anaphylactic shock was. I didn't know the dangers, let alone the things that she needed to be able to have a normal life. When you go to drop your kid off, on every single time in the beginning, we'd have to go through everything she was allergic to. Preparation is everything. And me, for playing football for 13 years, it was all throughout the course of the week, is getting ready for game day. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook, read labels, keep it allergy friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Because when my family's safe from food allergens, that's the real victory. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
We got a higher home appraisal after we put away our African art and family photos.
Has this happened to you because of race or national origin? Contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. A message from HUD and the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Tyler Danberg. The Browns hired former Ravens offensive coordinator Tom Monken as their next head coach, Cleveland's 11th non-interim head coach since 1999. Though NFL Network's The Insiders reported defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz was visibly upset after finding out he did not get the job, telling other coaches he's not coming back. He does remain under contract by the Browns. NHL tonight, Blue Jackets host the Flyers at 7:30, honoring Charlie Coyle's 100th NHL game last Thursday. Coyle on his milestone celebration this morning with T-Bone and Tyvis.
It's been an awesome weekend. I've had family and friends come in. You know, you can call it what you want, call it distraction, but I don't think we've let it be distraction. It's all been just awesome, awesome stuff, and we've won on top of it.
Fan coverage starts at 7. College football, Dartmouth offensive tackle Vashawn Washington is transferring to Ohio State per CBS Sports. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Want to jinx your favorite sports team?
Please get out of my Van Halen t-shirt before you jinx the band and they break up.
Just ask Maddie to print your shirts.
You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
Second hour of the program, Carp at 1:30. Do some ins and outs this hour. Hockey and Hounds at 2:30. Getting some email. How could Belichick, who's a slam dunk for it, how could he be out? So, real quickly, and I'll have to double check this, but the new rules, under my understanding, make coaches eligible for consideration only after a year out of the league. For players, it's 5.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if the voters may have thought, well, if players have to wait 5, what's the difference in him waiting 5 or him waiting a year or 2? But I keep coming back to the eliteness of being a first ballot Hall of Famer, and he would be in anybody's world. And so that's why I'm leaning more into that it had to be the Spygate cheating stuff that they felt was a tiebreaker in their own minds, and I'm just guessing, on first ballot or not. The Spygate cheating is not going to prevent him from getting into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, like you said. Yeah. It's not going to prevent him. But they may have drawn a line on first ballot or not, at least these voters, mm-hmm. and not all of them. Clearly, a lot of them did vote for him. Right. He just needed 80% and didn't get it. So I think that's the shot. It's not anything more than that to me, and that is a big deal. So he's going to make it in regardless. So if he didn't get the 40-vote threshold this year, the pressure now to get it will be immense, and he will get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they should out these guys that didn't vote for him, because I think that ruins the entire process, because then everyone's going to be pressured. If you know your vote's public every single year, and you're one of those people that says, well, I have nothing personal, I just feel like that disqualified him in my mind of being a first ballot, then you ruin the whole process, and I don't even know who would sign up to want to be a voter if they knew their vote would be out every year. Because even if it was just a good player who's on the bubble, like, I just don't think you, I think you'd rather stay anonymous there.
Yeah, no, I agree. I wasn't a fan either, and I can't remember, maybe it was a couple players or wide receivers that are now in the Hall of Fame that had to wait their time.
Well, and Chris Carter that, did.
Thank you.
T.O. did.
Yeah, and those guys had to pay the price of voters and former media members and all that that didn't like how they handled them throughout the years. And I wasn't a fan of that, because you have to look past, again, your own ego and just identify how great of talents those guys were. Because obviously watching T.O. and Chris Carter, it was a no-brainer that those guys were stamped Canton-bound type of guys. And we just see in situations like this, and with the two guys that we're just talking about in T.O. and C.C., that, man, like, sometimes human emotion just gets in the way. And it's unfortunate, but that's just what it is, and that's what is currently happening with Bill Belichick. And so I just think for guys like Bill Polian and some of these other guys, especially Bill Polian, who's now just throwing out these back and forth and backing off his original statement and just these kind of bizarre kind of things that he's giving as far as his reasoning why, they're feeling the heat of public opinion right now, and they should be. And they should be, because this is something that it just feels like is personal for these guys. And I have to imagine, while yes, people identify the Spygate thing and not liking that, there's some jealousy there too with how successful he was. But Bill's personality wasn't the warmest either. And so, again,
why can't it be just Spygate?
And it might be. I'm not saying it can't. It might be, but I just think when you have a guy that is hyped and talked about the way that he is the best to ever do, and you connect that with what you're talking about, I think that's why we're in the situation that we're in, and him not being a first ballot HOF. Yeah.
I just feel like, and I'm not backing these guys, and I'm not saying I would have done it. I'm just saying that I can't tell you whether this was absolutely a personality problem or they just don't like Belichick. I think now maybe they feel justified in that when it was discovered that he was running a team that was illegally videotaping opponents' sidelines and got docked $250,000 for it himself, and they lose a first-round pick as an organization, that they felt like, well, that's clearly misconduct enough to not make him a first ballot in their mind. Now, that may sound ridiculous to people, and he's getting a lot of run on every show today about how this is ridiculous and out the Belichick, the 12 angry men and all that, and let's have a just a public outing of shame and make them do the walk of shame pull their vote, throw tomatoes at them. Then you've ruined the whole thing. So if you want to redesign the whole process and make it transparent, I think you're setting this up for a lot of people to say, it's not worth it to me then to be a voter. If I'm going to have to just fall into the group tank and just say, well, everyone else is doing it, so I have to vote him. But what if I feel like he really did something that besmirched the game, and while he's a Hall of Fame coach, he can wait a year? Like, that's part of it. But who knows? That's kind of where it's going for me today.
Here's what I will say, though, because we're all in agreement that he's getting in. My bet is, AR, that Bill Belichick has one of the shortest Hall of Fame speeches of all time.
We're on to the reception.
He's not going to be up there very long. I would be shocked.
We're on to the bust unveiling.
Yeah.
Jordan, not you. I'm talking about my bust.
I think,
bronze one.
I think Bill Belichick's going to be an under 15-minute guy for his speech. Do you think he's going to be up there a while? There's no way.
15-minute man?
Not a bad man.
I don't know.
We've seen him in front of cameras and microphones.
I also think the buildup of this, well, they get a certain amount of time. I don't think it's unlimited.
I get that, but it has to be probably 30. They probably at least an hour?
No, those speeches aren't that long.
Really?
Yeah, no, they say 20 minutes at most.
Okay,
I don't know.
Even if that's the framework, I think, and I'm sure somebody's done the homework of the timing of all of these, he's going to be, I think, low on the list of minutes for his Hall of Fame speech. I'd be shocked if it goes any
other
way.
We just had on Ricky Jackson last week, the Hall of Fame linebacker from the Saints.
Yeah.
He went up there with no notes, no paper.
Freestyling.
And just spoke from the heart and did a little bit. I don't remember how long it was. It wasn't long, but
I've never looked into that. I would love to look at just kind of the time stamps for all these guys in their Hall of Fame speeches.
Yeah. I think most guys, if you want to draw the line between 40 minutes and zero, I bet most guys would err on the first half, that they don't go over 20 minutes.
Okay.
But there could be some. I mean, some of the guys are long-winded, and they want to milk the time, and it's the greatest honor they've ever had in their lives, and away you go. But I think generally speaking, you know, I'd like to know who has the shortest one.
We got to get those prop bets going. You know, we'll be doing a lot of that next week for the Super Bowl with the national anthem and Bad Bunny. He is doing it, right? Bad Bunny, that's official. He is doing the halftime show. Like, I'm here for that. But, yeah, setting an over-under for Bill Belichick's, you know, Hall of Fame speech, I'm taking the under.
He could pull was it T.O. that said, I don't even want to go?
Oh, yeah.
He never even did a speech, right? He didn't go.
I don't think he did.
Didn't he do a stay-at-home?
What did he do?
Is it like a Zoom? I think he did his own celebration, right?
Yes. He had his Hall of Fame speech
in his backyard
at Chattanooga.
Yeah.
The University of Chattanooga.
Yeah, he went on the field at UTC.
So he was obviously upset about how long it took to get in, and he said, I'm going to give it back to you.
Just declined his invite. Yeah. I mean, that was the most TO move ever. By being that consistent.
I wonder if he regrets that. Because obviously you only get that one time. And that's
well,
a level.
He did some sit-ups in the driveway, and it all went away.
But that's
T.O., by the way, is still shredding. He's in his mid-40s.
Yes, he is. He might be. Is he older? I don't know.
How old? Pushing 50.
Update that age. But that's one of those things, like, if you're T.O.'s boy, you really got to get in his ear, like, I don't know, man. This ain't
52.
It. 52. Yeah, he's 52.
I think this ain't it, there's no way to know how you would regret it, and if you've made peace with it, and it's not important to you, but I agree with you. If it's just to stick it to him, then sometimes you have to swallow your pride, and he obviously didn't want to do that. But, you know, I'm not going to sit here and blame him. I mean, if, you know.
No, I'm not blaming him, but it's just a moment you can never get
back. Well, sometimes you choose to do the moment. What he chose to do was maybe erring on the side of the most important people in my life are going to be with me that day. But they're also missing out on the opportunity of seeing you on those steps.
I'm saying,
and so I don't know. It's was it a huge middle finger to Camp?
Of course it was. Yeah. It was a double burn. That's what it was.
I mean, so the only reason I respect it is because if it was personal to him, then he did what he, you know, as Frank Sinatra used to say, I did it my way. Like he did it his way.
I got a Frank Sinatra playlist.
Yeah.
I like that. It's one of my favorites. Soothing. It's nice.
Mac the Knife?
What was that?
I said Mac the Knife. Is that in there?
Okay. I don't think Mac the Knife is going to be in there. I just for Maddie.
I'm here for New York, New York. That's the one I spend the most.
The Concrete Jungle?
Yeah. Where dreams are made of, like Jay-Z and Alicia Keys told us.
We're going to come back with ins and outs. We are definitely going to be identifying Ohio State's schedule here as well. Rothman and Ice on the Fan.
The sound of Paul Keels calling a Buckeye game is erotic.
Oh, yes.
Your home of the Buckeyes, the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Looking to sell your...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
You served behind the desk.
You served in combat.
You did 4 years and got out.
You were drafted.
You gave 20 years.
You gave exactly what your country needed.
And so did you.
When you raised your hand and swore an oath to your country, when you put your name on a dotted line, you became part of only 1% of Americans who did the same. You are a veteran.
You are a veteran.
You are a veteran. Because no matter when, where, or how you served, you made a sacrifice for your country, and you deserve support.
If you're struggling with life after service, don't wait. Reach out.
Reach out to a loved one, to a fellow veteran, to VA.
Find resources at va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
And now,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Your favorite fan shows are on YouTube. Along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth. Experience the splendor of Bose sitting in his closet, Timmy Hall's gouty gold chains, and Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90-degree weather. It's all there. Head to YouTube and subscribe today. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Partly sunny skies today, but don't let that fool you. Still bone-chilling cold with our feels like 10 to 15 below. For tonight, mostly cloudy overnight with lows below zero and feels like even lower than that. And then for Thursday, mostly sunny skies with highs in the teens and feels like still well below zero. For the Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 weather impact forecast.
Bet365, the official online sports book of Rothman and Ice. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Rothman and Ice present In or Out.
Just a little of the old In and Out.
All right, my man, what do you got?
All right, let's start with the fan poll. This is not so much of an in or out question, just a kind of a general question. But besides Michigan, which game on Ohio State's schedule are you the most excited about? These are four pretty good options: at Texas, at Indiana, at USC, or versus Oregon. I believe those Indiana, USC, and Oregon games are about three games in a four-week stretch. And I think there's a bye week mixed in there. So a lot of competition on, you know, what is usually just a walkover schedule for Ohio State. And that's obviously partially responsible for Ohio State being really good every single year. But this one's going to be interesting this year. They're going to be tested, that's for sure.
Is it the obvious for UAR? Over there in Bloomtown?
In what?
Bloomtown.
Bloomtown. You were going to be a gymnast, journalist. That's what I said. I would say the one that's most exciting on paper, is that one.
Okay.
The last two defending champs. Unthinkable that Indiana did this. Beat Ohio State along the way for the conference title. I don't think revenge carries year to year. I know they're going to want to beat them.
Yeah, they'll want their look back, for sure.
But on paper, that is the one. In real life, it feels to me like, and by the way, when Oregon last time they were here beat Ohio State.
The game. And I think Kayvon Thibodeau did not play in that game.
He did
still
not.
Pulled it off.
But yeah. The one that feels really exciting to me is the Texas one.
Yeah, that's the one.
On the road.
That's the one.
I know it's week two, and it's hard to get all jacked up, like, before you get kind of into the meat of the season, but
I love that. I love where it's at. I love week two. They got a little ramp up game against Ball State, so they'll have things in order there.
A ramp up game, like, words that have never been spoken.
Well, I guess I'm just saying,
a good test against Ball State gets you all ready for Texas.
No, not that. Right. I'm just saying,
like, nice ramp up
a game.
Words have never been spoken.
You guys know what I'm saying. Game before Texas against anybody versus what happened
nice cupcake
week one
before Texas.
Not true. Okay.
All right. Anyway. I'm with you, Al. Week two at Texas is it. The setting is going to be awesome in that venue, that burnt orange all over the place. Arch and Julian going at it. Like, that's the one. I would love to be in the building for that game. But to TLC's point off the top, yeah, there's some banger games, man. Like, and look, speaking of venues, you're going out to USC. That should be a fun one there. But if we play the airplane ticket game sometimes, AR, like, if you made me pick one right now, I'm going to Austin.
It could be 1-2 again, right? Like, that could happen. I'm not saying it will, but
Indiana,
it could. Indiana's not going to be in the top five.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't know about that. I think
guys,
the reigning national champ, I understand what the mental hedging is happening already.
No.
The lowering of the standard is happening already.
No, it's a top 10, but they're not preseason number one.
My guess is they will for sure be top five. Yeah,
they're going to be top five. I don't think so.
All right, well, put a little
we could put a little something on it.
Smoothie on it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Our smoothie.
Yeah.
All right.
You can take Fish's dinner that he owes him and just translate it into this bag.
Wow, that's right. What about the Kansas City Chiefs hoodie that I'm owed from
CB and
February of 2020?
Pull one up on Fanatics. I'll buy it right now.
No, now I'm done. Now the emotion's worn off.
Oh, man. All right, what's next, TLC?
All righty. I know you were talking about Bill Belichick's Hall of Fame speech that he will eventually give.
Oh, yeah.
Are you in or out on the idea that Bill Belichick should take a jab at the committee for not voting him in on the first shot whenever he does get to eventually make his Hall of Fame speech?
I don't. You're asking me whether I think he should.
Yeah. Or do you expect him to? That's another.
He won't do that. I don't think he'll do that for me and my entertainment. I think he should. I think he should. I'd be here for a little pettiness there. But AR, I just don't think there's a chance that he's going to do that. I think he's going straight, no days off energy. Get me out of here. And, you know, I want to go back to Chapel Hill.
Listen, he won't. His presenter might. And I was joking. Jordan Hudson is not presenting him into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Let me ask you this, Anthony Rothman. Yeah. Between Robert Kraft and Tom Brady, do you think those are the guys he's going to be deciding who presents him? And who would he pick?
I don't know. I really don't. That's a great question.
Maybe he'll Woody Johnson.
Because the back end of that whole New England thing, it seemed like it was prickly between both parties. Bill and Rob and Bill and Tom. And so maybe I think Tom has healed up some of that. We'll see. But
I could only guess that his son will.
That
would be my only...
Stevie?
Yeah. Like, that would make sense to me.
Okay. That's probably it.
Yeah. It doesn't... Seems logical to me, and that's just a guess. Nobody would know. But
gotta run that by Bobby. I'd like to get his take on that too.
No, I think that would be my guess,
Stevie
or Bobby, one of the two.
All right,
but I think the betting favorite it would be the Sun.
Yeah. Minus what, 110 on that?
Oh no, I think it's a much bigger favorite than that.
-300. -500.
Maybe -500.
Who would be second in the odds? Tom or Bill? Tom or Rob? Robert Kraft.
Rodney Harrison.
He does love some Rodney Harrison.
Yeah.
It's Tom. I think it would be Tom. Well, I don't...
I think they're okay, right?
I don't know.
He might just pick a player he likes.
I don't think he would pick...
It doesn't have to be Tom or
Kraft. I don't think he would pick another player.
I definitely don't think it's
going
to be Kraft.
I don't think he would pick a player over Tom Brady, though.
Mutual parting of ways.
He's in play, though.
Which is code for firing.
I think everyone else is running a distant second to his son, but...
Okay, we'll see. Yep. We got to ask Bob. I would love to get his take on that.
All righty. If you get a haircut on a Saturday and your coworkers don't notice it until Wednesday, do you mention that they missed it the first 2 days of the work week?
Oh, man.
So, Rothman, you go first.
Why do you want them to mention it?
No, I'm just asking, are you in or out on, like, hey, Rothman, you got a haircut on Saturday. One of your coworkers approaches you on Wednesday.
Yeah, you got a haircut.
And says, oh, hey, I like your haircut. Are you in or out on you mentioning, oh, thanks, I got it on Saturday, basically implying, hey, you missed it the first 2 days?
No, I wouldn't say that to make them feel that they didn't, that they missed it.
Okay.
I would only say it as a factoid in the, that I got it a few days ago. It's not as fresh as you may think it is. That's
right.
All. It wouldn't be to do that.
So it was about 11:45 this morning. You know, I was making my way to the microwave, get my pregame meal in. And Timmy Hall, he's at the old kitchen area. We got the sink out there.
Let me guess. And I don't know anything.
Yeah.
He got his hair cut and you didn't say anything.
And I said, Timmy, nice haircut, man. Got a fresh cut. Mm-hmm. He goes, yeah, I got it Saturday. TLC was like, dang.
In that way.
Yeah. Listen, I'm just trying to compliment the fade you got going on there.
A simple thank you would be nice.
Yeah, I guess in Tim's mind, I didn't recognize it enough. But Timmy Hall, you got a nice cut, bro.
It's too late.
Nice
There's cut. An expiration date
on
that.
The compliment?
Yes, that's right.
And by the way, speaking of commenting on facial hair during the last break, Ryan Baker was commenting on your beard. He's in. He thinks you should keep it as well.
It's not even a beard. It's just a scruff.
We're getting to beard-ish vibes right now. That's what AR's response was, 12 days. Or would you say the next time we get over 30 degrees?
I said the over-under should be over 30 degrees. Then you don't need the beard anymore.
You leaned it. What's interesting, though,
where are the Jackets in the playoff standings right now?
They're 6 points out of the Metro, 10 out of the wild card.
Perfect. There's a sense of urgency, so we're in playoff mode right now. Playoff beards already.
You know what I find interesting about this, AR, is you kind of leaned into a little flow on the back end, I think, over the last couple of years.
That he cut it.
Not mullet vibes.
I'm kind of off the whole just...
But it's interesting to me that you would lean into that, but not the beard.
Yeah.
Because
the beard doesn't feel as good. The beard just...
What I'm saying, that's what's... You got to get through the grimy stage. Just get through this
I need
stage.
Some of your little lotions and potions and oils and all
you.
That.
Yeah, I got... You want a do-rag with some wave cream, too? I got those on deck if you need it.
Baby steps, all right?
Oh, man.
I don't have that drop at the ready. All right, if you pull up to a red light that has a sign that says no turn on red during these hours.
That's tricky.
But you look and it's kind of clear. You think that you're not being seen, but you're not totally sure. Maybe you get a honk from the person behind you.
That's the worst part.
Do you turn on red?
I'm not going to sit here and lie to you guys. I have turned on red in that situation. I'm snitching on myself, but I'd like to think I'm an honest man. I don't do it all the time. I really, really don't. But I have done that before. I have.
I don't commit a moving violation, but when I do, I make sure there's no cop around. Matty Ice. Yeah, well done it. You know you do it.
Exactly.
I just did it. I'm ready to do it again. We have one right outside the station.
Yep.
But that's not an hours one. That's an absolute no turn on red, and people don't believe it. They don't think it could be, and they don't see the sign. But I'll tell you this. If I get a honk, I'm definitely not going.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not. No. Now we're waiting.
Yeah, dig in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That's how it should be done.
We'll have Bobby Carpenter up next in 2 minutes, and we'll examine the Ohio State schedule, and then we'll get his opinion on whether they can get off the high nooner or whether or not it's here to stay. Rothman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Rothman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door showroom on Gemini Parkway. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Matty is a diehard Reds fan.
I mean, where else is he going to go?
You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
All right, he's the man. He's our guy, Bobby Carpenter from the Morning Juice and the Bobby Carpenter Show, and he's with us now via the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fangest Hotline. All right, I need you to break a tie for me. All right.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I said on Monday that I believed that Alex Honnold, who started from the sidewalk and just decided to monkey bar the Taipei 101 and go up with no ropes, no gadgets, no parachute, nothing, just talc up and go, that is one of the greatest athletic achievements of all time. And Matty said, I can't put it in that category. I feel mental, physical, all the boxes we like to check in sports. Now, I know there wasn't somebody on the building halfway through trying to knock him off, and that the degree of difficulty is different than being a football player or to dunk a basketball or whatever. But how would you view that from a physical, mental deal? Where would you put that in achievements, athletic achievements?
Well, first of all, Rothman, I mean, as far as the risk of danger doing something like that without protection, you know, I mean, that sounds like a normal weekend for you. So I'm just pretty impressed. You sat there and sweaty palms and sitting there watching it. I will say this. You remember back when they had like 100 men versus a gorilla? You know, how would that go? I mean, who would have it? Mm-hmm. I mean, my man turned into like the human chimp out there. Like, he was King Kong doing that. And we read this book in school after we won the national championship at Trest. It's called If Ain't Broke, Break It. And one of AJ's favorite lines in there, it said, if every situation people acted as if were life and death, or actually life and death, there'd be a lot more dead people in this world. And so when you're missing free throws, if you're, Scott, what the heck was his name for the Orlando Magic, Rothman? Dennis Scott.
Dennis Scott.
Yeah. You're missing those free throws, blowing a game in the NBA Finals. Or maybe you drop a ball or you throw a bad pick like Jared Stidham at the end of the game. Like, nobody died. My man there actually would be dead. Like, if a strong gust of wind comes, he doesn't have an accurate hand placement. You know, it's not just you're losing the game, you're going to go home like Matt Stafford, kiss your daughters, get a hug from your wife, open up a bottle and say, okay, maybe we run it back again. My man would have died. And by the way, I haven't watched it yet, and I don't know. I know how it turns out. And I said, I can't watch this till Friday night because of the amount of alcohol I'm going to have to consume to ease my nerves while I'm watching that. So I will tell you this, like, I don't know when being a superhero, which is basically what that guy turned into, that's not an athletic feat. I mean, I guess we could have maybe tried to throw him a ball up there, Matty, and see if he could have caught it while he was doing
juggle.
It. Yeah, like increase the degree of difficulty. Maybe shoot some arrows at him. See, like, King Kong, see if he can avoid some things. Really spice it up. But, like, I don't know how much braver you need to be and laser focused to execute in a critical time.
My acknowledgement was it was an amazing feat. The mental toughness that it takes for sure is there. I just cannot put him on the same level of professional athletes when it comes to athleticism. That was my stance, and that's all. So I'm with you, Bobby. Watching even the highlights made me queasy. We got a lot to get to, so I want to ask you about this Belichick stuff. One, hit us with your take on him not being a first ballot Hall of Famer and how Bill Polian and all these guys are kind of moonwalking off their original stance. But then two, when it comes to Bill Belichick being presented in the Hall of Fame, we were trying to power rank who we think would be his presenters. Would it be Stevie, his son, Tommy, or Robert Kraft?
Hold on. You guys may have left out the
No. I said that if he said, let's get to the bust unveiling, that would be scary because somebody might take that literally. So we can't have that.
Hey, Rothman, you're a guy that likes to negotiate. Imagine what he might be getting on the back end of that if he gives her the opportunity to go up there and speak. The lovely Miss Jordan, she gets up there, like, what kind of promises that might be made that have to be fulfilled? So I'm going to be honest, like, I'm just trying to think, like, Bill Parcells is too old. Like, he's an older guy. So to find someone that's like his contemporary or like, I don't think it's going to be Kraft, because I think part of it is they're trying to get Kraft in this year and not have him go in with Bill. And by the way, like, anybody that said he shouldn't have been in this first time, regardless of the fact they don't have to wait 5 years as a coach and all this other crap, the guy won 6 Super Bowls as a head coach. He won 2 more as a defensive coordinator. He played more Super Bowls than most people play playoff games in the course of their careers. Like, I don't know what else you want. And listen, there's stuff that's, you know, tied around him, and there's things that have happened and all this crap. Like, I get all that. That's all part of the story. You know, like, you can talk about it all on his freaking plaque, for heaven's sake. But, like, to be this petty and say, like, well, you know, he did things. No one's talking about Bill Polian with him pumping in sound when they're playing in whatever it was before Lucas Oil, and everybody knew that it was happening on third down, but no one says anything. Like, that's all part of it too. So I'm not going to get here in degrees of, you know, bending the rules for things to be able to happen. It just seems very petty for that. I think it maybe could be Stevie. To be honest, he would probably be the leader in the clubhouse.
I agree.
And I honestly think the second favorite though is Jordan. I'm telling you right now, because I don't know anybody else that he would have go up there.
It'd be Brady. I think Brady should, like, Steve to me, like, I'll tell you why
I don't think it would be Brady. I think both these guys, if they really were being honest, want their own year. They don't want to be associated.
Well, they're still going to have that.
I know that, but I think
they're just so connected at the hip with all that success.
But, like, Maddie, wasn't it always about, could I win one without him? Could he?
I think that was the back end. Yeah. I think that was the back end. And you got, I don't know. That's why I just wanted to bring it up, because the options for me, I think, are interesting. But, Bob, I did say I think he will have one of the shortest, if not the shortest, Hall of Fame speech ever.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be very long. He's not going to get up there and just obloviate the whole time. I will say there's one other option that, you know, could kind of middle this thing. Rothman, maybe Robert Kraft could be the lucky Pierre and be the guy who presents for both Tom and Bill.
Well, that's what they always call the guy in the middle. So, I mean, it would work. And plus, he may or may not have some experience in that area. I feel like this is a secondary consequence for Spygate, right or wrong. And he's getting a lot of sympathy today, and probably should. I only think this is going to work for him. So if he has to wait a year or two, I think it's going to only hype it up even more. But I do know, and I said this to Maddie, when you're amongst the elite, to be able to call yourself a first ballot Hall of Famer is a big deal. But, you know, when we have these guys on every Thursday, I don't think one time, maybe once, I've introduced somebody as a first ballot Hall of Famer, and I can't remember even who. I would have. I've always just gone through their resume.
Probably a Viking.
Well, here's part of it, though. The dude is 73 years old. I mean, every passing year he doesn't get in, it's one less year he gets to enjoy it, and there might not be that many more on the backside of this. So that, like, that's also something. And I'll tell you this. If you want to ask, you want to see, like, all the stuff that is going on, I wish they would go, hey, pull the players from, you know, 2002 to 2016, 18, that played in the NFL and say, do you think Bill Belichick should be a first ballot Hall of Famer? And when you have J.J. Watt and McAfee and guys who, like, were in the AFC playing against him, and they're like, this is ridiculous, I think that's probably the sentiment that most of the guys in the league would have.
Hey, switching gears real quick in our last couple minutes, the Arthur Smith hire for Ryan Day, now naming him the offensive coordinator. As a player, obviously, what do you think of this and what he's going to be able to do here in Columbus?
Well, I mean, he's got a grandfather that started like the precursor to Waffle House. His dad started, you know, founded FedEx. I mean, he's got, Schlegs was super pumped about that. But I think if you look at what he's done, guy coached, and he coached with some people that I have immense respect for, you know, being a part of Mike Vrabel's coaching tree. I know this, and Rothman's been around Rabes. Like, he's not a guy that's going to mince words. And when you're with him, like, there's going to be a high standard that you have to put together. Heck, he took Ryan Tannehill to being the number one seed in the playoffs, for heaven's sake. He was down in Atlanta. He went 7-10 3 years in a row. But, like, that doesn't, to me, indicate his ability to call plays and what he can do. I think it's a home run. He's a guy that's been an – you have two coaches on your – as your O&D coordinator who are NFL head coaches on your staff. I mean, Rothman, when in the last – 50 years, like, you look around college football, that's, that's never been the case. So maybe they've had issues being a head coach, and I think that's good because you learn from them. And also, I love the fact that your coordinators are head coaches before, and I think Ryan appreciates this, because any decision you make, you're probably making being the head coach a little bit in your mind, knowing I've got to go to the podium and answer questions about this afterwards. So, like, there's a degree of reservation where it's not just like, well, let's go for it, let's do this, or let's do that. Like, I'm trying to win the game, not just coach this side of the ball.
Yeah, great points. Quickly, will Ohio State be on noon forever? I mean, why would Fox ever give them up?
You know what? They can't quit you. I can't quit you. That's what it is. And, I mean, finally, we got Indiana, and I'm thinking, Indiana, they're going to be good. They've got a huge alumni base. 31 million people watch the national championship, most since the Ohio State game with Oregon in 2014-15. And I looked through Indiana's schedule. I'm thinking, where are some worthy games that might help Ohio State out? Dude, the game that Indiana plays Michigan, Ohio State is on a bye. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. This is such bull crap. Like, that was the one game. I'm like, that would be a game for sure, big noon. Then you could slide Ohio State in the evening. I think the one other thing is, Michigan plays Oklahoma in Michigan this year. So if Fox gets like the first three choices, Ohio State, Michigan, Ohio State, Indiana, I think that third choice might be Oklahoma and Michigan. And then possibly
also Texas could, night for week two.
Well, that's going to be an ESPN game. But I'm thinking their third choice maybe, because then I think CBS or NBC gets it. Maybe then that Oregon game, which would be awesome to have a game like that, November 7th, I believe, that could be a night game, which if you can give me that, I can get a little bit of happiness out of it.
All right. Well, that's a good happiness and an ending for this segment. So thanks, my man. We'll see you soon. Be well.
Hey, I appreciate it. And just remember, Ross, whenever you have great leverage to be able to share with someone, like Bill and Jordan right there, giving her spotlight, I'm sure he'd get to be the star later on.
Boy, he's got her working on that speech right now. That's awesome. That would be great. A nice bust unveiling on the steps of Canton with a presenter like that. And she's got all that experience, that pageant experience and all that. That's what you want in that moment. All right, brother. Be well. Talk to you soon.
Have a good one, guys.
You know, I started to think you said it was probably a Viking. I don't think I think the only first team or first ballot Hall of Famer we have is Randy Moss, and we haven't had him on yet. I don't think we have any. I don't think we, outside of
Chris,
him.
We talked about Chris earlier.
He waited forever. Yeah. So no, we don't. Because we've had Carl Eller on.
Randy's doing all right.
I mean, he bounced back. Yeah, he's been doing, hopefully. Yeah. We'll come back with the Buckeye Bulletin, and we will go through the schedule. Week one through the rest. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
All the 10 TV people come over to our side of the building to take a deuce. That should tell you something about how we operate. The Fan.
Hey, what's up? It's
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
People, I was the luckiest guy in the world. I wanted to be an army man or a fireman, and I got to do both. As a firefighter, my job was about saving lives. I never thought one day I would be fighting for mine.
After spending his career answering the call to save others, Ken was diagnosed with ALS. Now he's facing his biggest battle for more time. For 70 years, Muscular Dystrophy Association has been answering the call to help people live longer and more independent lives.
MDA means to me hope.
MDA is leading the way for people living with ALS, muscular dystrophy, and other neuromuscular diseases by accelerating research, advancing care, and advocating to empower families like Ken's.
I wouldn't be living as good of a life with ALS if it wasn't for MDA. MDA is helping people live stronger and love longer. Learn more at MDA.org today.
For 25 years, the Library of Congress Veterans History Project has collected and preserved the experiences of America's heroes. From original letters to oral histories, these firsthand accounts bring history to life, one voice at a time. With over 120,000 stories collected, each reveals the courage, sacrifice, and service of our veterans. But many remain untold. Help our nation reach 125,000. Share a story. Ensure a legacy. Visit loc.gov/vets today.
Listen to fun.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Jake Diebler's Buckeyes hit the road for a Big Ten battle with Wisconsin.
Live fan coverage starts Saturday at 1.
Every game, every season. Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes, the Fan. Ohio sports destination.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Columbus Worthington Air and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Rothman and Ice present. Buckeye Bulletin.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Buy four windows, get four free from windownation.com.
All right, schedule revealed last night. One bye week, not two. So strap in and
shoot. That
get
affects
ready.
Us.
More work.
That's what I heard over there.
Yeah, it's always like it's bad and good, right?
Yeah.
I talk about it all the time. We get the bye week blues around here, not because we're sad that we don't have to work. It's just that the content. Well, we love having games to talk about when 100%. We go 2 weeks without one. But
it's also nice to, you know, maybe slide out of town for a weekend, you know, do this and that. You know what I mean? It's having two of those. It ain't bad. It ain't bad. I'll say that.
Ball State, week one at Texas, week two.
Ramp up.
That's a beauty. Maddie's they'll be all ramped up and ready thanks to the Ball State Cardinal. Kent State to follow, so a trap game after Texas. Illinois to open the Big Ten.
They bring it to the field this year. They were a little bit of a letdown this year, you know what I mean? They
got injured and then it kind of turned. And then they found a way to
would they finish the year? Their record overall. I don't even know where they were at. Let's see. Illinois. Or as our guy DeVere would say, Illinois. Dane was always all over him.
Going to bring the noise.
9-4 is where they finished last year. Shout out to Depot. 9-4 for the Fighting Illini last year.
So you got Texas. So this is what I usually like to do. I go through the schedule and I see, like, Ohio State's big game. Who does the opponent have the week before? Or do they have a bye week? I remember people around here lamenting all the time that you know, teams. We had 2 weeks to prepare for Ohio State and all of that. I have not seen any. I mean, I was, let's take Iowa, for example. I was at Michigan the week before Ohio State. So they're on the road in a tough game, and there's no bye. So Iowa does not have an advantage over Ohio State in that regard.
Still, you know, you go there and things get strange.
No, I'm not talking about just the game itself. I'm just saying leading up to it.
100%. I'm just saying,
like, have an inherent advantage.
You look at some of their road trips this year at Texas, at Kinnick against Iowa, and then you've got that three-game stretch of at Indiana, at USC, and home against Oregon. You think they're going to stay out west for that? That'll be interesting. The USC game and then Oregon, you think they'll come home? I don't know.
Ohio State?
Right, going out to Cali and then maybe coming back and then going back out. Oh, it's home against Oregon. My bad.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, that's a three-game stretch to where those are some tough opponents, man. So, yeah, this schedule for sure is a lot juicier than last year.
The thing you could look at for maybe that Oregon game, and Bobby talked about this briefly, I think the teams from the West, they get a little bit screwed because of the travel, but also to stick them with a nooner and have it be a 9 a.m. body clock game for them.
Yeah, for the players, that's tough.
And there are a lot of those for them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But should be a really good team coming in here, right? Like that Oregon team led by Dante Moore and him coming back, and sounds like they're returning a decent amount of talent. So that's the portion of the schedule that's really jumped out to me, is at Indiana, at USC, and then Oregon coming into the shoe.
Indiana, the week before, has to go to Nebraska. That's tough. The week before, so they have a
Nebraska
at Nebraska, Ohio State at Michigan.
Yeah,
like that's
at Nebraska. They'll handle business there.
It's a new year, new teams. I don't know. That's
TLC. You hear what he's doing already?
Not doing anything.
You heard he's doing already.
You guys are acting like they should go undefeated this year. It's not going to happen.
Nobody said that. But I'm just saying, Nebraska right now as a football program isn't a threat to Indiana. That's all.
Can
I'm
we name
saying.
Their quarterback?
Exactly. They're going to handle
not
business.
Not Dylan
there.
Rayl anymore.
No, he's back
at Oregon.
Up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How about this? Hey, Ohio State has to play at Nebraska.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. I've seen that.
I'm going to crank up the volume on that.
Good luck with
it's a gauntlet.
Yeah, look out. Here comes Oregon. They get him at the shoe. It's going to be tough because they get him at home. It's going to be a great game. Oregon's tough.
It's a tough matchup.
But when we always looked at that as, oh, no. Like, why is that the feeling?
Oregon is at a point, though, to where they're one of the top dogs around the sport.
Yeah, but it's a great game. They're playing a top five team.
It is.
Why can't we just tout it that way?
I'm here for that, but we can't allow UAR to lower the bar now for Indiana and start throwing out at Nebraska as some spooky game.
They're on
for
the road the week. They don't have a bye.
That's all I'm saying.
Let's see about
trap game.
What's next?
Ohio State's a trap game because their real focus is going to be on Nebraska from the week before.
You don't think Indiana might be looking ahead to Ohio State? They could.
They might. Yeah. But come on. Like, Nebraska the last couple of years has been
Kurt Cincinnati doesn't have bad Saturdays like that.
USC. Though. Before Ohio State goes out there, USC will be at Wisconsin.
It's a gauntlet.
And then they'll fly back to play Ohio State. It's so sad. Like, just, it's a good schedule. Ohio State's playing a good schedule.
Yeah,
it's not like
it'll be
it's
fun. It will
that
be.
Crazy tougher than a lot of others. It's a great schedule. It's good.
I think this will be among the toughest in the country, for sure.
You say who they play before Ohio State?
Who?
Whoever we were just talking about.
USC.
Who do they play?
They play Wisconsin on the road.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Oh, that's a fresh one.
Thank you.
Would you like to know who Oregon plays before coming to the shoe?
Sure.
Idol. No. No bye week.
Who they got?
They will be at home against Northwestern.
Okay.
My point in all of this is...
Let's say Chip Kelly and the gang.
Yeah, my point in all this is none of their big opponents have a bye week before them this year. And it felt like when they played Penn State, it was always
that
way.
Fellas, lock in closely because as you get older, things are just not going to work the way that they used to. Let's get that corrected. Let's get it right and get on over to the Columbus Men's Clinic, because waiting on your body to just turn the switch back on,
Sometimes that doesn't happen, and the longer that you wait, the worse things will get, and then your health will obviously be affected in the worst way. At the Columbus Men's Clinic, they've been doing things the right way since 2014, helping men get safe, effective treatment for over a decade. Their number, which you should be calling, is 614-300-7400, or you can book online in under 30 seconds at columbusmensclinic.com. Again, if you're dealing with ED or low T, fellas, listen. They've got treatments that can help you maintain what you've already got. And so just like going to the gym to maintain muscle, there are ways to keep ED and low T at bay without a pill. So if you're starting to notice things get shaky, do not wait any longer. Call the Columbus Men's Clinic at 614-300-7400. Or again, you can book online in under 30 seconds at columbusmensclinic.com.
All right, big third hour coming. We have Hockey and Hounds at 2:30 with Damon Severson. But up next, all is not happy, apparently, in Cleveland, despite the fact that they hired a new head coach. Will one big name stay? We'll examine that next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Catch T-Bone and Tyvus weekday mornings from 6 to 9. If you're not completely satisfied, we'll rewind time and erase your brain. For we, the Fan.
I'm Leslie from...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Jude, every innovation we make is a moment we give to children with cancer everywhere. But we can't do it without you.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Spectrum. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
NCUA.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Danberg. The Browns hired former Ravens offensive coordinator Todd Monken as their next head coach. Monken was Cleveland's OC in 2019. He's Cleveland's 11th head coach since 1999. College football, Dartmouth offensive tackle Vashawn Washington has transferred to Ohio State. He allowed 1 sack and 700 career snaps with the Big Green. College hoops, Ohio State will face Kansas next season in the CBS Sports Classic, Saturday, December 19th from Madison Square Garden. Buckeyes will then face Kentucky in 2027, North Carolina in 2028, then Kansas again in 2029. NHL tonight, Blue Jackets host the Flyers at 7:30 on Military Appreciation Night. Fan coverage starts at 7. NBA tonight, LeBron James and the Lakers visit the Cavaliers tonight at 7. Golf, Masters champion Patrick Reed is leaving LIV Golf to rejoin the PGA Tour later this year. Breaking sports news when it happens right here with The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Most shows just skim the surface, but Rothman and Ice feel like the biggest story of the day deserves a closer look. It's time for A Deeper Dive.
Sponsored by Low T Center. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
All right, final hour, Hockey and Hounds, bottom of the hour with Sebo at 2:30. And we still have the big giveaway this hour.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got a nice giveaway, folks. Winner gets a hothead burrito Super Sunday catering package that's going to feed 20 people. So order your hothead catering at hotheadburritos.com. And so, yeah, listen, you got to just stay locked in, folks. Super Bowl Sunday is next week. And this sounds like a great Super Bowl party right here, having this. Or like you mentioned yesterday, maybe you order this thing and just keep it for yourself.
That's right. It either feeds 20 or feeds one for 20 days.
Exactly. Yeah, so good stuff. So, yeah, man, Hothead Burritos hooking you guys up. So stay locked in. We'll drop it like it's hot sooner rather than later.
Todd Monken is the new Browns coach. When I originally saw this, I was like, okay, they desperately want to keep Jim Schwartz. They're not giving him the job, but They're going to pair him with Monken, and maybe they only need Munkin's approval. Well, now it turns out that it feels like it's a problem now. And I don't even know how, with Schwartz being one of the three finalists for the job, and I'm good with them not giving him the job. Like, he's, you know, we've kind of been there, done that. He runs the defense. They got offensive problems. They need to develop this offense and get it to match up with the defense. And I'm willing to give Munkin a chance, even though he was there under Freddie Kitchens and didn't have the impact then. But he really wasn't allowed to. But you could speak more to this than anybody. He ran your offense for the last couple of years, 3 years. And now he had Lamar Jackson. I get that. This isn't about judging Todd Munkin being the Browns OC back in 2019. This is more about what has he done lately. Now, it's a massive downgrade for him going from Baltimore to this. Baltimore is one of the better offenses, and he had the most dynamic, one of the most dynamic quarterbacks around. So I'm not going to judge him in the first year. They've got to match some talent to him and then see what he can turn that into. But this whole Jim Schwartz thing has kind of put a damper on all of this, because according to Pelissero's report, that Schwartz said, peace out, I'm done. Like, I didn't get the job. Goodbye.
You just gave him the PG version. I'm sure it was a lot spicier than that.
But then we talked to Schefter at 12:30, in case you missed it. And he's like, well, Jim Schwartz is under contract through 2026. At least that maybe, I think that's what it is. But he's under contract. So how do you have a conversation with Haslam about being released from your deal because you weren't given the job? I guess he could, and he's very popular in that locker room, and the players will go to bat for him, but the job has already been given. So either you're on board.
It sounds like he's got his swim trunks on with his floaties, and he's ready to jump off the ship. That's what it sounds like, because you mentioned the tweet from Tom Pelissero. If you guys missed it, here it is. It says, after the Browns informed DC Jim Schwartz this morning they were passing him over to hire Todd Monken as head coach, Schwartz was visibly upset, said goodbyes in the building, and told other coaches he's not coming back. And so that's an NFL insider throwing that out there. I have to imagine he's probably spoke directly to Jim Schwartz, obviously somebody in the building. You mentioned the players. The guys on defense, it seemed like they were absolutely in on Jim Schwartz, and how could they not be? It was a highly productive defense year in and year out. They were a tough, tough unit to go up against, and when they were asked to play so much because of their offense, they still were going out there and throwing out a good product on Mondays, Thursdays, and Sundays. And so now my mind goes to, like, Myles Garrett, Denzel Ward, like, these guys are going to want to stick around? Like, that's what the domino effects in a negative way that may happen when a situation like this, you know, presents itself within a building, because this is a guy they clearly respected and played hard for, and now he's looking around and saying, I don't even want to be here anymore. So now you've directly affected the vibe amongst the team, at least one half of the team, with the decision ownership made.
He felt he deserved the job, that the one bright star of the Cleveland Browns is the defense, and I'm running it. If there was ever a candidate that deserved to take over, I feel I have this coming to me.
I earned it.
And I've been around. This would be full circle for me. Came into the league as a personnel scout for the Browns in his 20s.
Yeah.
Like, this was one that he probably felt he had. And when he didn't get it, I'm not going to begrudge him the emotions of not getting it. This may be just a knee-jerk reaction. And maybe they can talk him down off the ledge. Maybe they can. Maybe Munkin can. I don't know.
Hey, listen, man.
Now, I originally thought, and like I said, I looked at this from the wrong set of eyes. I looked at this as, can the Browns find a head coach that will agree to keep Schwartz and not move along from him? And I never even really anticipated him being, if he's one of the three finalists, of feeling so disappointed by not getting it that he's going to say, you can take your year contract and
you know what
exactly. So I don't know. I mean, it could
be what Dan Dawkins told Mick Cronin to do.
This gets complicated because his agent could call up and say, okay, he feels bad, thought he deserved the job, we want you to release him or allow him to interview for some other jobs now. Will you do that? Ooh. And then Haslam's gonna have to say,
no,
no, we have him under contract. We love him. Why would we want him to leave? And then you put it back in the agent's court and just say, well, if he wants to quit, we can't prevent him from quitting.
And also, but, too, like it seems like AR, if, let's say, ownership does win this, he's leaving after a year anyway. So you might as well just rip the Band-Aid off and let him walk, because he's not going to come back, right? Like that's not in play. So, yeah, congrats. You'll have him for one season. You'll have a disgruntled and cranky defensive coordinator all year long, and then he's just going to leave you anyway. So this is a mess now.
Yeah.
This is, again, like I had a Browns fan text me, this is just what we do as a franchise. And things can never just be a clean operation. And I said, I feel you, man. Like, whether it's not being able to find a quarterback or these clunky head coach, you know, decisions or how they went about it, however you want to label it, it can just never be an easy day at the office for Browns fans. It's tough.
These are the teams that are actively interviewing candidates for DC, or I think are in the market thanks to this coaching cycle. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And correct me if I'm wrong. It's hard to keep track of all of them.
Yeah, it's a lot of moving pieces.
The Chargers?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
TLC, your Steelers need a DC?
I guess so now.
Right. They do. Mm-hmm. The Commanders?
Yep.
The Titans?
No. Oh, it'll be interesting because Saleh's the head coach, but he's a defensive guy. So in title, they probably need one. But I think I'd be surprised if Schwartz jumped on that bandwagon, but I don't know. I don't know if Saleh's calling the plays or not. Because that's the thing. I think if I'm Jim Schwartz, I don't want a head coach to be calling. I want to call the plays.
San Fran.
Yes. Now that Saleh is the head coach of Tennessee. Yep.
And let me double check.
Buffalo needs one, right?
Probably.
McDermott. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
I would say Miami does too.
Unless, again,
because the Packers hired the DC from the Bills, right? I thought there was a guy.
Did they?
Yeah, I think they did.
Well, Halfley's a defensive guy, too, so it may be similar to Saleh in Tennessee. Maybe he wants to run the show and have the play sheet in his hand. I don't know.
This is amazing. I mean.
I'll take Jim Schwartz if he can bring Miles Garrett with him.
Can you imagine?
You got TJ already. Don't get greedy.
I know. I like Buffalo. Like.
He can come over to Baltimore.
Two teams that have very good offenses that need to upgrade their defense. He's a perfect candidate for Buffalo or Baltimore.
I like the fit. And again, mine isn't as clean as Buffalo.
But why would the Browns do this?
Well, just because release him.
Because he's mad. He's disgruntled.
Just because he's mad.
Like, I
no, it's a fair question. It absolutely is a fair question.
Monken's going to have to either just, like I said, talk him off the ledge, or maybe the dust settles and he rethinks it. Maybe starts talking to his players again. Or maybe they're calling him, Jim, don't leave.
Right, listen, Unc, we need you, man.
Yeah.
We need you.
Stick it out for another year.
That's the sad part, AR, is like, you know the breakup's happening anyway, right? Like, unless they just hit him with an ungodly amount of money and somehow an extension comes out of the blue. But he sounds so upset about this that he's just done with ownership. Because I think you brought up a great point. He's looking around and saying, a lot of the reason why this brand has been respected to
tolerable.
A certain degree, yes, even better word, tolerable, is because of what we're doing on defense. Last couple of years, they've been bottom of the league in offense in a lot of categories. And so without me, what would this look
like? Dirtbags have been last place for 5 years. All right, let's do the hothead burrito party giveaway.
Let's get into it. Let's get
the catering for 20 giveaway. Tell them about it, Matt.
Let's do it right now. You know what? I got to get my sheet up. You know, I'm sorry. I'm, you know, penalty flag on me. But right now, what we're doing, winner's getting a Hothead Burrito Super Sunday catering package that feeds 20 people. If you don't win, you can order online, right, AR? You can still order online? Do I have that correct?
You can always get it.
Hotheadburritos.com.
Absolutely.
But we're giving away one right now that, again, is going to feed 20 people. 614-821-9710 is TLC's hotline number. We brought up Bill Belichick earlier, and when he does get into the Hall of Fame, I asked AR who he thinks will be Bill's presenter. AR's favorite on the board was who? You get this right, you're going to get the catering package from Hothead Burritos for Super Sunday. Again, TLC's hotline number is 614-821-9710.
All right, we come back. The emotional press conference. Did it win the day, or was it completely overdone? You'll hear it next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
We have so many local shows, I can't fit them in a 10-second promo. So let's just say we're live and local all damn day. The Fan.
Get Eco.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
What would it take for my child to only miss half a day of school for treatment?
What would it take to find a cure for childhood cancer?
It would take all of us to come together to support the research. Join us. Go to childrenscancer.org today.
Hey, are you driving high right now? You might be, because a whole lot of people do. They say marijuana makes them a better driver, more careful, more focused. That's probably what the guy who killed a 4-year-old thought. And now, he's in prison. You see, no matter what you tell yourself, if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Looking to sell your... Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
The Jackets are back at Nationwide for a battle with the Flyers. Live fan coverage starts Wednesday night at 6:30.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating and Cooling.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Partly sunny skies today, but don't let that fool you still. Bone-chilling cold with our feels like 10 to 15 below. For tonight, mostly cloudy overnight with lows below zero and feels like even lower than that. And then for Thursday, mostly sunny skies with highs in the teens and feels like still well below zero. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 weather impact forecast.
Bet365, the official online sports book of Rothman and Ice. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Rothman and Ice present Pre-Snap Reads.
Sponsored by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call Dr. Mark Levy today at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP.
All right, Bet365 time.
Let's lock in because at Bet365, they're taking care of new customers in a great way. New customers at Bet365, all they're going to have to do is bet $5. After that, they're getting $200 in bonus bets whether you win or lose. If you are not a new customer, check out the Daily Boost and Super Boost as well. But you could take that $200 in bonus bets, folks, and turn it into something even bigger when you bet on total spreads, player props, or money lines.
All right. TLC loves receipts, so I offer them up. My instincts were absolutely correct on Nebraska. I thought that Vegas was making it a trap spread.
What, because, for Indiana?
No, the basketball game last night at Michigan. 11.5 was way too much. I almost should have won the game, Nebraska.
You were on that.
So I was on that.
Yeah.
But then I had to get a little greedy and add Duncan Robinson to the equation, who had been hitting threes pretty consistently. The Detroit Pistons beat the Denver Nuggets on the road, 109-107.
Mm-hmm.
Great game. The Detroit Pistons were 6 of 31 from 3. That's 6 of 31.
Nasty
one. Now, the good news would be is if Duncan Robinson had 3 of those 6, then I would have been fine.
Yeah.
I'm watching the box score last night. I wasn't watching the game. And I see Duncan Robinson from 3. 0 for 1. 0 for 2.
Mm.
0 for 3. 0 for 4. 0 for 5. 0 for 6. 0 for 7. 0 for 8.
It's a donut, huh?
0 for 8.
Yeah, that's tough.
Did they blindfold him?
That's tough.
How weird is that? It's so strange, whenever I went on Nebraska, I handed away on Duncan Robinson, which he will never be bet upon again.
Which is usually what happens, right? Like, you get burned by a guy in, like, fantasy football. You're like, I'm never drafting that guy again.
And my goalie, one of my subpar goalies this year in fantasy is Uka Pekka Luukkonen from Buffalo, affectionately known as 6K. 6K gave up a goal on the first shot he faced last night. I couldn't wait to cut him. then he got hurt. And I'm like, pack your bags. You're done.
Yeah, your Uber is
Stuart
ready.
Skinner, you're on the team.
See ya.
Yeah.
Ego.
I feel like this is part of how GMs think. I think this way in fantasy. I imagine in reality it works somewhat similar. No doubt.
That's amazing. So the king has returned to King's Landing. He's returned to the Iron Throne.
You're going up, right?
It's too cold.
You
tickets
got the Laker
ticket
hat
prices
on and everything.
Here's the thing, though. Got some good news this morning from Dave McMenamin at ESPN that says on the Cavs side of things, they would be...
Malik is single now?
Well, no, he ain't letting that up. He ain't letting that up, big dog. You might as well let that dream go. She's in Australia right now anyway. She's not thinking about him.
Wait, who's he dating?
So, actually, they're married. So, Dave McMenamin...
Oh, that's right.
...is married to Malika Andrews from ESPN.
Well, the news can't be that great if it's not that.
So, this was the funny joke from years ago before you arrived. Pre-TLC.
BC.
Yes. And so we used to have Dave McMenamin on the show. We also had a Browns reporter for ESPN named Pat McMenamin. Yeah. Right?
I think you flipped
Dave
the last name.
Who's your guy?
I swear you said the same last name twice.
No, he didn't.
They're different.
I want to say
Dave McMenamin.
Is the basketball
is the
reporter.
NBA reporter.
Correct.
I think Pat McMenamin, let me check.
Men versus men. That is a thin difference.
He's out of it now, though.
McMenamin.
Yeah, I don't think he's covering the Browns anymore.
I'm trying to find the name.
L. Smith, the coach.
Can't even find him anymore.
Oh, he's just off the grid, huh?
Hopefully. The kids are playing their tail off, and the coaches are screwing it up.
Fantastic.
I hope he's doing all right. But I mentioned the bet boost that you can find over at Bet365. I like the Lake Show bet boost that I'm looking at right here. It's Luka the Don Doncic to score 30-plus, LeBron to have 7 or more assists, and DeAndre Ayton, a.k.a. Dominating, to have 7-plus rebounds. Value on all of that is plus 400. The report that I was mentioning was Dave McMenamin did report this morning that on the Cavs side of things, they would be open to a LeBron reunion. We shall see what that looks like. But again, Lake Show bet boost, Luka 30 plus, LeBron 7 or more assists, DeAndre Ayton 7 plus rebounds, plus 400 if you want to get into that. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 plus only, must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
And may the odds be ever in your favor.
So it was Pat McMenamin.
Oh, Pat McMenamin.
Yeah. Well, okay. I had the Pat right.
Okay, there we go.
Pat McMenamin and Dave McMenamin.
Yeah.
Are two guys we had on consistently.
There it is. I don't
know. How smart was that?
TLC, if her sister Kendra is single or not, but if you're trying to get connected to the Andrews family, maybe you shoot your shot there.
They look similar enough.
Okay.
What?
Nothing.
What?
I don't know.
Nothing. I'm just going to leave that one alone.
Okay.
I don't even know what I said.
I don't know either, but...
I clearly have a preference between the two, but hey.
Yeah, but you kind of put it as, if they look alike, I'm good.
Thank you, they are.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's what I was kidding.
Mike McCarthy's first coaching decision as announced as... Did he poach somebody from the Bills? They're hiring Adam Henry as their new receivers coach. So he's been a longtime receivers coach. He's 3 years with Buffalo, but he didn't have a whole lot to work with there.
Great.
Yeah, so actually be more of the same. So Mike McCarthy has talked a lot about growing up a Steeler and, as I put it earlier, being swaddled in black and gold as a baby. And the fact that he gets to work for three of the most iconic franchises in the history of the NFL. Packers, Cowboys, Steelers.
That's a flex.
It is pretty amazing.
I'm here for that.
Who's going to be able to ever say that?
Yeah.
So He was at his presser. I didn't hear this. You have this now. I don't know if you have the teary-eyed part or whatever, but he did get choked up, so let's hear it and judge it.
All right, here we go. Thank you, Art. I think I thought at least we'd be able to get started. You know, oftentimes coaches and players, you know, you put on new team colors, and it takes a minute to feel comfortable in those new colors. But to be blessed beyond any measure one day to put on the colors you wore since you brought home. I apologize. Brett, I told you not to sit my family down here in front. This is so unfair when you come home from Mercy Hospital. I do want to thank Art Rooney, Omar Khan, Dan Rooney, and the entire Steelers organization for the trust they placed in me to represent one of the most storied franchises in all of sports. I understand and embrace the responsibility, the privilege, and the weight that comes with this stewardship. This city, this franchise, this fan base means the world to me. Because Pittsburgh's my world, and it's just awesome to be back here. I do want to thank two men. I'm very fortunate to call friends, Mike Tomlin and Bill Cowher. They've represented this organization with such class, and I'm honored to follow in their footsteps.
Did he name drop the hospital he was born at?
Mercy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what I heard in there.
Or was that like the first place he went on tour before the press conference?
I think that's where he was born. I mean, listen, I understand it. I understand it, right? That's a first for me, though. I've never heard a head coach get emotional like that at his out-of-the-gate press conference, but... Yeah, I mean, anybody, you grow up somewhere, you cared that much about that sport, and now you come back around to be, you know, one of the faces of that franchise and following the footsteps of some of the men that he mentioned, it's a tremendous honor.
Anybody that wants to accuse that of being fake or alligator tears is off. They're off. Their read on it's off. I'm not saying their read on him as a coach is off. I'm saying their read on that.
That was authentic.
That was real.
Yeah.
It was real to me, and that... This guy grew up there. His father was a firefighter and a police officer. His mother worked for the Peace and Justice Center. They had a Joe McCarthy's Bar and Grill. And that guy in this profession can say before he's done that I became the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mm-hmm. This is a guy who was in his preteen years when the Steel Curtain was the greatest thing ever. Mm-hmm. I'm 10 years old or 12 years old when Mean Joe Green is out. This is real. It doesn't make him the right guy for the job, but that is real.
Yeah.
Like, of course it is. Like, there's no way you choke up at the beginning like that if it's just not there. And so I think this was a lifelong dream. He probably, you know, maybe he could believe it at some point in his life, but... That's pretty. That's an awesome moment for him. Now that's done, and now you better be good.
Time to go to work.
Yeah, we'll come back in 2 minutes. We've got Damon Severson, Hockey and Hounds, Jackets, Flyers tonight. We'll have him in 2 minutes. Rothman and I.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Like fires, hurricanes, earthquakes. Direct Relief delivers. No politics, no red tape. Direct Relief is a lifeline to people in crisis. So check them out at directrelief.org. And if you can, donate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only. We'll be right back.
my dad, things at work, that I haven't made time to take care of what I need.
Millions of caregivers experience symptoms of anxiety and depression. Go to mentalhealthcareworks.org to learn how to get the support you deserve. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Rothman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door showroom on Gemini Parkway.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You'd think that dog conversation wouldn't necessarily blend with hockey talk. And you'd be wrong.
You idiots!
Like a fine wine and dark chocolate, it's going down smooth. Rothman and Ice present Hockey and Hounds.
Sponsored by Telhio Credit Union. Helping hounds find a home and helping you finance yours. Get the best rate from Telhio's mortgage experts. Find out more at telhio.org.
Now, joining the Hockey and Hounds League is Jackets blue liner Damon Severson, a man who skates hard so his dog Reggie can have a better life.
All right, it's that time of the week. Hockey and Hounds brought to you by Telhio Credit Union and our guy, the blue liner, Damon Severson, with us now. And he is courtesy of Telhio Credit Union. My man, you guys are on fire. This is good. 6 of 7 now. But you've got a team in the Flyers here. These are the ones you got to win, right? Teams in the division, teams a little bit above you. Does it feel like these are a little more intense than others? Or are you just looking at every game the same?
Yeah, I mean, try to look at every game the same, but obviously ramps up. You know, I think we're about 30-odd games left here now. So every game's going to, you know, ramp up and matter so much more. You can't just be giving away points and losing these games and have to look back. So better to take care of business now. And obviously we've got some work to do. Just still chasing some teams in the standings. And Philly's going to be one of them that we're going to be battling with right to the end this season. So, it's a big game for us for sure. Obviously, we had an extra day practice and rest just with the LA game getting canceled. But, yeah, this one's a real big one for us.
You know, Sivo, AR mentioned the success you guys are having. And I just wanted to ask you about, now that Rick Bowness has been around here for a couple weeks, just the shift going from Dean Evason to Rick Bowness. What's been one thing you can really identify as to why maybe with him coming in, this positive shift has happened?
You just kind of see, like, the confidence in players has changed, and a little bit of swagger, just that extra kind of boost we get from Bones. And he just keeps reiterating how good of a team we are and how much he believes in all of us. And, he's got his message, he's preaching, he's got his system, he's got everything he preaches. If we execute that, we feel like we can beat anybody at any given night. We're well aware that we're not going to win every game, obviously, and, it's not going to be perfect every night, but for the most part, so far since he's taken over, our game is real solid, and we're giving ourselves a chance to win each and every night, no matter who's in our lineup or who's scoring the goals or making the saves or blocking the shots. We got everybody contributing, and that's kind of the way he likes us to play. So it's been a huge confidence boost for us, for sure. You can see the confidence that a lot of us are playing with.
Sivo, as a defenseman, how do you balance those two back-to-back games? You guys shut out Dallas, amazing win, and then there's, what, I don't know, 13 goals in a game against Tampa. As a defenseman, I guess you can't like that, but they were both very exciting in their own way. How do you balance that as a defenseman, winning a game 8-5?
Well, it's just one of those, just completely opposite games, kind of a defensive chess match against Dallas, and then you go into the next game, obviously a high-flying offense with Tampa, and, there was a few mistakes I think both teams made. That's why obviously so many goals were scored in those games, but a couple mistakes. Obviously they got an elite player in Kucherov who made us pay in a couple odd man rushes and power play goals, but for the most part you're just trying to stick with the game plan. It sucks when you let in five, but as Jet would probably tell you, he doesn't really care how many goals he lets in as long as we win the game at the end of the day, and he wants to let in as little as possible, but he's a team guy, and as we all are kind of pushing towards now, it's not really about what the score is. It's just a matter of getting the win and not that calm at the end of the night.
You know, I thought you brought up a great point there, because that little mistake, him clearing a puck, not seeing somebody, you get an own goal. There are certain goalies that may affect for parts of that period or the game. For him, it just doesn't seem like that. He's one of those guys that I think he could shake that off pretty easily. You notice the same?
Yeah, that's another thing about Jed, is he's just so confident there. He gives us confidence playing in front of him. Just we're confident he's going to stop every puck, and we're confident when he plays the puck as well. He's a good puck handler in there, and he was actually trying to make a pass to me. We were looking right at each other. It was going right in my tape. It's just unfortunate that I think it hit Lundestrom just kind of in the slot there, but just a bad bounce. And we all said to him, hey, just keep doing what you're doing. Don't worry about it at all. That's just a tough bounce. So he's a confident guy in there too, and gives us that much more confidence playing in front of him, just knowing that he's going to make those key saves when we need him to.
Steve, I want to lock in on one of your teammates that's putting together a nice season, and that's Charlie Coyle. He's a vet, right? Played in his 1,000th game and had that good game against Tampa after that, and here he is fourth on the team in points. So being around Charlie this year and just watching him go about his business, talk about why he's having a solid season so far.
Yeah, Charlie's just kind of one of those ultimate pros that you always know what you're expecting out of him, what you're going to get. Just a great guy on and off the ice, works his butt off, been around a while, obviously, very big accomplishment playing 1,000 games, and there's a big reason for it. You see it every day, how dialed in he is, and it's just impressive to watch. Obviously, we just got him this summer, and I hope to keep him around for a while just because he's such a great guy and such a solid player for us, but... he's putting together a real good year. Just gives us confidence. Have just one of those guys who he goes on the ice and you know exactly what to expect, and it's going to be solid. And another positive as well is we kind of look like brothers, so I'll take that.
I said the same thing at the game. You know, I was honestly looking up on the Jumbotron and I saw him pop up there, and I'm like, boy, he looks a lot like Sivo. So you're right, you get a lot of credit there. But I'll tell you, and I don't know if you've thought about this, but I have. The math is going to start getting pretty close for you too, my friend. Like, this is going to happen. I like, maybe in what I would say 2028, you'll probably be approaching 1,000. I would think.
That would be ideal. Obviously, it's a huge accomplishment. With Charlie just hitting it there, it's just kind of hits home that much harder. So I'm slowly creeping up there, just obviously one game at a time, but thankful every opportunity to get to play. But, yeah, that's obviously kind of maybe another personal goal along with trying to win the Stanley Cup. So if that happens, it happens. But hopefully it works out to be here in Columbus in a couple of years, as long as I can stay healthy and keep playing some good hockey.
So we had the snowstorm roll through the other day, and then we find out that one of your games gets postponed. Sebo, how many times have you been through that at this level where games have been shut down? And what was that day like for you as far as your process and trying to stay sharp for the next one?
Yeah, it was just interesting. I think the only time I can remember, other than the last game that happening, was when I was in New Jersey. We had a big snowstorm as well, and a home game got canceled. I think it's funny because we were playing Winnipeg as well, and those guys were looking at this like, oh, it's just a normal day for us in Winnipeg. But I think that's the only other time I can remember, other than last game. We went to the rink, we morning skated, everyone was dialed in for their routines, grabbing their food and heading home. And I had heard that I have a treatment guy that I've worked with before, that works for LA now. He's like one of their, I guess, whatever they call it, treatment guys. But anyways, we were in contact. We were going to catch up after the game, and he had messaged me and just said, yeah, the game just got canceled. So I was probably, I guess, one of the first guys to know. But I was kind of shocked too, thinking, oh, I'm driving home right now, I'm going to go back to the rink. Like, everything's fine. It's obviously sucks. The weather is brutal, but yeah, it's only the second time probably it's happened in my career that I can think of off the top of my head. But we'll make it up. Hopefully, I think it's in sometime in March, and make it up, and hopefully get a win that night too.
Yeah, hopefully the extra day, like you said, may do you guys some good here against the Flyers tonight. We get to talk to Sivo on a game day here, so that's fun. I think Elvis is going back in tonight. What's that like as a defenseman going with different goalies? I know a lot of guys have to deal with that. Teams have multiple goalies, but Elvis has a little resurgence here. I know he got sick during that one game, and now he's back, but you got to like at least what you're seeing with the coaching change, and that's kind of lit a fire under him.
Yeah, I think he made that. Yeah, like we chatted about, I think, a few weeks ago. He made that crystal clear that he was very happy about that, and that's kind of gotten him going a little bit too, so. Give him credit. Yeah, he's played well for us, especially recently here, and he gets back in there tonight and gives us a chance to win, just like Jet. So, we're going to need both those guys in our net, no matter who we're playing against. It's just going to be a decision the coaching staff will make, but as players, we just have to keep playing solid defense in front of them and letting them see the puck when the shots come through, and not giving up any grade A's, as little as we can anyways, and try to eliminate any screens and just, like I said, just try to make their job as easy as possible because that's going to give us a chance.
We've had a little interest in the border collies that we mentioned a couple weeks ago, but we're still looking for people that might want to take in that bonded pair. They're at New Albany Pet Rescue. The dog that I'm going to pitch today is from the same rescue, and these are my friends. It's a foster-based rescue. They're a small Central Ohio-based rescue. They're dedicated to helping these homeless or abandoned or stray dogs and cats find their forever home. They are napetrescue.org. And the dog today is Meatball. Now, Meatball is a 2.5-year-old little pitty mix. He's awesome. He's about 35 pounds, beautiful kind of orangey coat, and he's really smart, knows all his commands, shake, high five, whatever. I mean, he's super quick learner, and he's good with other dogs. He'd do very well in a home with other dogs, I feel. And he's housebroken, does wonderful on a leash. I can't say enough about him. He's the cutest thing. Loves to kind of go under the blankets, and he paws to have you like lift the blanket for him. So loves it. I love Meatball. He's just an all-around nice boy, great companion. I think he'd be a perfect addition to any home. He's filled with so much love and affection. So if you want to, quote, meet Meatball, I can set that up, but go and fill out an application at New Albany Pet Rescue. That's napetrescue.org/adopt, and you'll see Meatball there, and he's got a blanket over his head. It's awesome. So I hope in a couple weeks we have some news that Meatball has his forever home, but he's our guy today.
Awesome. Well, hopefully, yeah, like you said, Meatball finds a home. Sounds like a great dog. So I know my dog Reggie does that same thing where he goes underneath the blankets and kind of paws at you to kind of peek out of there. And it is a pretty cute thing. So sounds like a great dog. Hopefully somebody finds Meatball and can connect with him, like make him a nice home.
Yeah. Appreciate the support, my man. Have a great game tonight. Keep it rolling. We appreciate you. Thanks for jumping on today.
Absolutely, guys. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
You got it. Damon Severson, courtesy of Telhio Credit Union here, Hockey and Hounds. Telhio, experienced member-driven banking, proudly serving Ohio for more than 90 years. The awesome people there that have been involved in Hockey and Hounds since the beginning. We'll come back with Tell the Truth, Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
We know everything about you. We know you love the Buckeyes. We know you love the Jackets. We know you're wearing a red shirt. Just freak the hell out of someone. The Fan.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Outcome.
Love football, love wings. Put those bad boys together and you get Austin and Bird live at Roosters.
Presented by Bryant Heating and Cooling.
Large amounts of football and all the donkey sauce you can handle. Mondays on the Fan's YouTube channel. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Tell the Truth with Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by McDaniel GM Superstore. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
All righty. First off, who won the Hothead Burrito catering for 20 that will actually be for 17 when the three of us show up?
Exactly. That would be Ron and Logan.
Okay. Ron, well done, man. Appreciate you listening. Well done. I hope that is a fun time for you, however you choose to use it.
Enjoy that, Ron. Enjoy that, man.
If you didn't win, hotheadburritos.com, get yours today.
I have no idea what their travel radius is. Mm-hmm. If that's too far, you know what? Meet them halfway because you're getting a lot of food. Yep. It'll be worth it.
Hey, Maddie, I just did a little glance Armstrong at the Ohio State schedule again.
Okay.
A couple things jump out to me.
It's a gauntlet.
The ramp up game. Oh. The ramp up.
Where are we at? Ball State game?
The Ball State ramp up. It's a gauntlet. That's the first time they'll play them in history.
Really?
Yeah. All time series. First ever.
So, all the teams they've played from the MAC and all that, they've never locked horns with the old Ball. The Cardinal? Ball That's State. Right.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
Cardinals.
Cardinals, thank you.
Stanford Cardinals.
Thank you. I knew it was somebody
yeah,
was out
yeah.
there.
Yeah, I'm like, that Cardinal. Sounded right, but yeah. I don't think it's that.
No, you're right. It's the Ball State
Cardinals.
Yeah, I
Cardinals. Don't believe Ohio State. Yeah, they've never hosted them, and certainly they've never gone to Muncie, Indiana to play football. And then the other one that jumps out to me, and this really illustrates the turnaround and everything about Hoosier football right now, Memorial Stadium. The Ohio State series in Bloomington.
Uh-huh.
Ohio State is 29-2-1 in Bloomington and leads the series lifetime 80-13-5. That's how crazy this is.
Yeah, man.
The USC, the one at Memorial Coliseum, USC actually leads that series 13-10.
Interesting.
Ironically, they're 2-5-1 in LA.
Okay.
So
you were telling me something or telling us something prior to the show about like the hotel rates over there now.
Oh, yes.
And Bloomington,
I think
you wanted to bring that up. Like if you want to slide over to Bloomington to catch a home game.
Well, that was October 17th. It was the game that Ohio State's going.
I got you.
And so my brother texted me this last night. So the second the schedule was announced, the hotel per night, this is at the Homewood Suites by Hilton in Bloomington.
You get a continental breakfast with that? What they offer?
I hope so at this price. Per night. What do you think?
Let's go $650.
TLC?
$651.
The price is right in here.
This is what they have it listed at.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying this is what they'll sell it at.
Yeah, what we got?
But it seems like reverse of what the airlines do, which is when there's more seats available, it's a cheaper. And then when they dwindle down, the price goes up.
Yeah.
I feel like they're just testing the market here, and some idiot's going to reserve this. But, hey, you got to have a place to stay.
Yeah.
$22.54 a night.
Come on, man.
Come on. Per night.
Play my theme music.
Oh, yeah, you're the winner.
Yeah.
You are the winner.
More than $2,000.
Okay,
to stay in Bloomington, Indiana.
They're out of pocket.
I mean,
a little too much dip on the chip.
I guess stay in Indy and drive the 45 minutes south.
Play my theme music.
For sure. Yeah.
Little left eye.
I love that.
All right, TLC, take us home.
I like that.
Okay. What is the latest you would be willing to stay up for a sporting event today? We got Australian Open action going on, but it's in Australia, which means it's taking place in the middle of the night. We have all top four seeds in the final four on the men's side of the bracket. But again, the matches are taking place at like 3 a.m. local time. And when I say local time, I mean our local time.
This were many moons ago, I would no doubt watch the championship live, which I did for several years.
Yeah.
Whether that ended at 2-3 in the morning. Mm. Not now. I just don't think there's enough. And for me to say that's a lot, So you asked the latest to start to know when the match would end?
Yeah. We had a World Series game this past season go, I think, to 2:39.
Am I working the next day?
Yeah.
Because if I'm not working the next day, then it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, you're working the next day.
It doesn't really matter?
No.
Because if I'm not mistaken,
I'm sorry. I'm not going to get up at 4 in the morning to watch a match. I'm not doing that.
The Australian Open final will be a Saturday heading into Sunday morning. And so if you want to stay up till 8 a.m. like I did one year, I fell asleep in the fifth set one time at like 8 in the morning.
You pulled it all night.
Did go that? Because I remember years and years ago, they would start at like midnight.
They started like 2 or maybe 3.
Really? Interesting.
The final does at least.
Okay, yeah, I'm
out.
I really, like some of these even West Coast basketball tips that we get right now, AR, in the NBA and college, like I'm catching the first half of those and then the game is watching me.
Dude.
I just can't stay
Indiana-Purdue. Think about that geographically. Mm-hmm. Indiana-Purdue tipped at 9 p.m. last night.
That's nasty work.
That was on Peacock, right?
Yeah.
No, that was, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, the Nebraska game in Michigan was the first one.
Mm-hmm. But like, that game's ending past 11 p.m.
Ask this question again on Friday, once we know maybe the time that match is going to start, the final or
and it has to matter who's in it. You guys are the tennis bros.
Well, he already mentioned that it's. I mean, if Joker gets in the final,
he's still kicking, huh?
Well, he got a walkover. I mean, I think
he got back to back.
Yeah, he hasn't. I'm not saying he couldn't pull it off, but He's got to beat Sinner, and then he'd have to beat Alcaraz, probably. What's although Zverev could get there, too.
How old is he now? 40? 42?
38?
Yeah, no. 40 yet? Okay.
I mean, might as well. He's right there.
Exactly. Might as well just round up. Hey, before we go, you miss anything from our show, you can always catch up, folks. Wherever you get your podcast, all you have to do is type in Rothman and Ice, everything we do. From noon to 3, we'll be waiting there for you. Subscribe to the podcast as well. Bet365 is the sponsor of the Rothman and Ice podcast. Coming up at 3:30 on Common Man and Timmy. Nicole Sheeran stops by. 5:30, it will be Jeff Rimmer.
All right, we will come back tomorrow on a Thursday. Join us then at high noon. Thanks for listening. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Question from a listener. Do you dopes ever get tired of talking about Ohio State? No. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.